Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcomed in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
Who went ahead and got caught zodbotting. And so he went to a federal prison and he got his asshole reamed out by niggers. Now he's in a halfway house and probably still get his asshole reamed out by niggers. No, this is not the fucking Hal Turner Show. Nor is this the Peerless Good Manzer Show, Radio Free Nimtardation. We don't have retarded Mamzer and Jew Boy and Wigger Faggots like the intern or the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. Nor is this the Finkel City Show. We don't have Judah Brown Mamzers from Mentor and Rabbi Finkel City, the Joyzy Shitty Stick Killer, going ahead and reading some Wikipedia articles about Hitler. And going ahead and practicing paper preterism. Nor is this the Rabbi Elier Show, where you have a Chicago Shepherding Jew Boy, formerly known as Juice of Stalin, Cuss November, yappy shit. No, this is the Movement Turd, and also known as the Dick Dick Show. And your host is Pastor Martin Luther Dierzynski Lindstedt. And if you want to call in, and if you dare, call in. Hail victory, folks.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamzer, ass clowns across the fruited netted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast, nut house, we call Zog Babylon the Third. And the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is episode number 135 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 12th of August, and it's 8:32 p.m. Granby Central Unstandard, more or less, time. And this is pretty well unusual. I start the show not this much later. The time was supposed to be 8:30. Anyway, tonight's show is called A Wigger Nationalist Roadmap. Now, the thing about the movement, you know, the biggest draw of this movement turd is that essentially I've been around for what? 19 years since after Waco in 1993. And on the, internet since, 1995? And, folks, I've gone ahead and seen quite a bit of people come and go, and some stay, in the bowel movement. I've not been around as long as, say, Harold Covington, or Tom Metzger, or, Pastor Richard Butler, but on the other hand, I'm still alive. Some of these people aren't. And others are sort of older and retired, and others have their own work to do. Now, folks, as a result of seeing all these people come in to the movement with their own little notions and with their own little agendas, I'm able to go ahead and figure out what they're up to. And most of the time, they're up to no good. They're out to go ahead and serve themselves. A lot of times they end up serving Zog. So you go ahead and, what happens last week or so, you've ended up having Greg Johnson go ahead and talk about how white nationalism is a new right. Now, I don't know what the new right means. I guess it means if you've gone to San Francisco, why the new right doesn't need to go ahead and dwell upon the Holocaust anymore. Well, that went ahead and pissed off Carolyn Yeager, or as I call her, old Finkelsteinite pickle twat. And she just had a fit about that. Well, the fact of the matter is that she doesn't care for honesty. Neither is Hattinger Wiggerswell. Right now I'm looking at this Urban Legends of the White Nationalist Movement, which was started by Hatting. Went ahead and kicked off, I think, no less than two of my sock puppets. And essentially all it is just a piss-tard, tard corral to where essentially it's whining about the truth that's Hatting and Wiggerswell Williams sees it about Harold Covington. Now, let's say that there is a judgment which was bogus derived. I don't think it's actually any longer around, but people go ahead and question, well, what is the point to all this? Other than you simply going ahead and finding a crooked judge that goes ahead and gives you money, or gave you a bogus settlement in order to run Harold Covington out of North Carolina. What's the purpose behind it? What's the purpose behind Carolyn Yeager? And the answer is it's not honesty. Carolyn Yeager don't much care for honesty. She wants like a person about censorship. 3 days ago, Alex Lender went ahead and threatened to ban Greg Johnson because he went ahead and said something against Hatting. And pretty well, Greg Johnson has, well, not exactly endorsed Harold Covington, but at least been neutral and maybe gave Harold Covington a say. And the piss-tards and the rest of the clowns do not like that at all. They don't want the truth to come out. So how do you go ahead and tell what's going on in this movement? And the answer is that you have everybody essentially serving their own little purposes here. And what happens is that this, you know, this show, twice weekly, is designed to go ahead and cover what goes on in the movement and pretty well tell you what side is on where. Now, Render has been, for 2 months, now claiming he has, instead of Crohn's, a.k.a. two Ascades, he has ulcerative colitis, or Arian Ascades. He has to go ahead and pretend that he has something else other than what he actually does have. And I was laughing because some Eastern European ridiculed him for going ahead and pointing out that he looks like a Jew. He's a Jew. He has a Jew disease. And essentially, of course, Alex Lender went ahead and banned him. So folks, you end up having, and I found it far more useful, to have a whispering campaign. Skip Baker went ahead and turned against Eli James and said that Eli James is a Jew. Well, folks, I've been saying that for a while. Finkelsteinite was gloating about it on last night's Finkelsteinite show with, guess what? Brian Reel, a.k.a. Sword Mamser, and they're pretending that they believe in not running around, and they're whining about ADL censorship when Finkelsteinite and Brian Reel and Eli James practice it. I was going ahead and trolling Eli James' show, and he's just loaded up with Mamsers who think the Cherokees are white Israelites. Rebecca M., who has a half-Cherokee daughter, and denies it, you know, says that she's 100% hybrid nigger. Really? No, folks, you have all these people, and they have their own little agenda in coming in to play Christian identity or play white nationalist. And you have some people like Alex Lender, who essentially came in with William Pierce, who had his own little agenda. Everyone has his own little agenda. And what you do is you look as to whether or not they mainly favor Zog or mainly favor the inevitable forces of chaos and destruction, which will go ahead and destroy Zog Babylon. Now, Harold Covington, he is anti-Zog. He's the main the main pillar around which he is anti-Zog. he knows that essentially Zog is doomed. It's going to fall apart. He wants to go ahead with 1,000 warlords. Go ahead and grab 3 or 4 states. And he thinks he's going to go ahead and build something that's going to go ahead and last. Okay? Alrighty. Now, here's Alex Linder. And he understands that ever since 2004, when he was going ass to mouth with Terry Glenn Miller, accepting Terry Glenn Miller's money, that essentially the old resistance won't have anything to do with him. He's bitching with Greg Johnson because Greg Johnson is talking against the Holocaust. Well, look, Linder, Tom Metzger talks has said for years nothing about the Holocaust. Do you see Linder going in bitching about Metzger? No. He's bitching about Greggy because he don't like Greggy. He went ahead and made a big deal about Greggy being a faggot way back on December 15th, 2009, to go ahead and cover the fact that he went ahead and testified against Commander Bitch This Bill White at his Roanoke Sedition trial, and that he's a rat. He's a data mining rat. So you end up having all these hatreds, and essentially everyone has their own agenda. Everyone has their own little plan. And what it boils down to is whether or not they serve Zog or whether or not they serve anti-Zog. Me? I don't think that there is any hope. I don't think that, there is no hope other than that Jesus Christ will return and save the remnant. So my work, whatever it is with the forces of breakdown, with chaos, with essentially fire and war and bloodshed, with hatred against evil Jews and against Zogbots. Folks, I always seek to escalate a situation because essentially, the pisser possums are correct. I believe that there is no political problem that cannot be solved by killing 10 or 20 million Uyghurs and their spawn and pretty well letting Yahweh sort it out. And so when Oba Genderbender goes ahead and whines about how I want to skin the spawn of pigs, even Uyghur pigs, I don't go ahead and, take it down because, hey, Oba Genderbender, even though it's a perverted mamzer, even though Jeremy Visser is a melungeon mamzer with nothing better to do, folks, these critters, even though they're evil, go ahead and grind my grist. So, folks, what this thing is about here is essentially you end up having among, the two pillars of Zog and anti-Zog, pretending, being Zog false fronts like Eli James and Bill Fink, and essentially they may be chaotic, they are evil, but essentially they serve Zog, and against them, you end up having the rest of the side which goes ahead and agrees with nature taking its course. And between those two pillars, you end up having people, newbies, going all around, back and forth and back and forth, depending upon what they see their interests. Now, if I go ahead and say is that there is any plan, there is no plan. Essentially, as I look at it here, we are floating down a river of chaos in a big old shitstorm here. And essentially, there's a big old waterfall up ahead, and folks, I don't worry about going over the waterfall. I mean, everybody else is. It's not like death. Everyone goes and experiences it here. So you don't go ahead and worry about it too much here. What you do is you go ahead and see how the flow is going, and occasionally you can go ahead and change things a little bit. And in my case, I want to go ahead and make it bloodier than what it normally be. Essentially, the white race has a cancer, and you don't want to let any diseased animals survive. You want every single one of them to serve evil, to serve themselves, to serve Satan, to serve Zog, to die, and to die in horrendous deaths here. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll go ahead and have Russ Walker call in. He'll say whatever he wants to say, and then we'll have Logan go ahead after Russ, and we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. Pretty well I just wanted to go ahead and say is that it's just business as normal. Essentially, there's still crap, a little bit of crap that's dying down from
from the Sikh temple shooter. After just a week, it's dying down. And I think the reason it's dying down is that essentially the Sikh shooter was just a white guy who had a little bit of problem with alcohol and essentially was driven to desperation. And after you go ahead and mine it for hate, you know, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, you don't want to go ahead and bring down to where, hey, there's so many white boys who are so desperate, they can go out in the blaze of glory. And essentially, just pretty well being dismissed because, folks, this guy didn't have any organized ties here. He was really a, quote, lone wolf, which means that unless there's a political reason, either before or derived afterwards, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the crop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, how you doing, Russ?
Pretty good.
Alrighty. Well, anyway, I'm sort of halfway looking at the chat room. In any case here, I guess Logan is talking about, you know, Linda and her Jew daughter here. I don't know if they showed up here. You know, just we have pisser possums, of course, tonight. You know, always. You have Open Gender Bender and a few other tards here, and they're funny.
This guy, 8, says, that's right. I don't recognize Paul as an apostle. Paul never walked with Yeshua ever once. He admits to being a Pharisee and a Jew in the book of Acts, which he wrote. I can't remember, but in any event.
Well, we've had this discussion. You know, same way with Logan here. You don't mind if I decide that I don't want to go ahead and jettison 45% of the New Testament because you and Logan don't much care for Paul, right?
Doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
He does some 35% New Testament because I think it's trash, but that's a side point.
Okay.
The Bible is a Roman Catholic canonized version in what? 1315, I can't remember. When was that?
I don't know exactly when. Usually the Roman Catholic Church didn't want the ordinary people to go ahead and see it because they wanted to tell them what to do. Your monks would go ahead and they would work with it. Most of the time what they worked with was the original Septuagint. That's why the, you know, Douay-Rheims. I find the Douay-Rheims is far more accurate in terms of having this Apocrypha than the King James, although it originally had the Apocrypha. I don't know how many years later it took it out. But in any case, it's not so much the Bible translation. Now, Keith Southworth thinks it's sainted and all this sort of thing, and most of your dispensationalists think their Masoretic text, which was derived around 800, 900, 1,000, because they didn't like the Septuagint, is superior here. I think that the Septuagint is actually superior.
Most of these translations are nearly identical. I mean, that's the ironic part of the whole thing.
Well, they were until you end up having a lot of them come down about 20, 30 years ago. You know what I mean? And now you end up having a whole bunch of them. The thing about it is that what I see is that if you are the chosen seed of Israel's race, you're going to go ahead and get enough of it right. You're going to be part of Yahweh's nation, and you're going to go ahead and do well by it.
This guy's saying there's no audio.
Okay. Well, shoot. I ended up going ahead and get kicked off here. Let me see. Hold on.
No, it says call is being recorded. On my screen, it says call is being recorded.
Yeah, but I'm not on it here. What happens if something happened to my cell phone? I guess I go ahead and hit some button here that wasn't good. Hold on.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is no one waiting who will hurry up and rescue you.
Call out for Super Ficken.
But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it.
Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it.
He will take a secret song and shows a bad guy's for a loss, and he will bring the kid alive and kick it. There was one thing you should learn, you'll never know what else you can do.
Call out for Super Ficken. Call out for Super Ficken. Okay, folks, this was a talk show problem. It was my problem, and that I guess I got to be careful in how I grasp the cell phone. I was talking with Russ about translations of the Bible, and pretty well I was saying that, in the Worldwide Church of God, they went ahead and found out that they added 40 days from Passover to Pentecost the wrong way. And you had a whole bunch of people were pissing and moaning and fussing and fighting over how, for 40 years, the Worldwide Church of God had kept the wrong day for Pentecost. And the answer is that if they did, what of it? You know, was Yahweh all annoyed because his people made a mistake? You see what I'm getting at, Russ?
Well, people always make mistakes, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, you have people who, they do go ahead and they do make mistakes.
Serious mistakes, however.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was just one day here. You have everybody, you're going to have so much factionalism here, and over the time, since you have so many people keeping Christian identity in different ways and in different manners, that essentially I've gone ahead and essentially developed a sort of a tolerance for, you know, people having different ideas. Now, you know that I don't agree with your Ephraim Scepter stuff here, and we've discussed this, but you don't hear me screaming about it or arguing about it with you anymore, do you?
No, you and I believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression.
Yeah, well, there's nothing for me to be gained by trying to force you or browbeat you into believing as I believe, right?
Right.
You know, so what? So what is the point here? We'll find out soon enough who is right. Right?
Right.
Okay. And in many cases, I go ahead and see so many people, and generally what it boils down to is, well, just like I'm trying to say here, is that you have all this, what's called Brownian motion here. You know, the random motion of small particles, correct?
Exactly. Brownian motion, right.
Yeah, Brownian motion. All around, various Brownian motion here, and it'll go ahead and even affect a big particle. You know, all these little particles banging up against it will go ahead and form it into a random path here that nobody can go ahead and figure out, correct?
Right.
So what you do is that you go ahead and look, at least in the movement, to what I say is pretty well the two pillars of Zog and Anti-Zog. Do you serve Satan and Satan's children? Or do you go in and serve Yahweh and, you know, Yahweh's servant nation here? Correct?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, what you do is you go ahead and look here, and, you know, Alex Linder, why, he's a, you know, he's a Zogbot. He's a Zogbot tard, which came up, and essentially...
Who cares? What difference does it make? This is... Puke. This is nonsense. Who the hell cares what Alex Linder does or doesn't do? The fact of the matter is we're all being subject to bigger forces of government, weather, economics, and politics. And what Linder, whoever this guy is, does is irrelevant.
The show is pretty well about, you know, what movement targets do here, but, you know, you're right in that you or I are not led by what Linder does here, and Linder really... you know, is just a sort of pimple on the ass of the movement. Anyway, essentially, everything is headed toward destruction, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
For example, this clown, this other clown, that old Mittens, went ahead and chose this guy named Paul Ryan. Essentially, his great budget plan consists of essentially making the federal government look stronger by going ahead and shoving all the Medicaid and Social Security and burdens to these states, which are practically bankrupt now. Right?
They're spending more trillions for wars, for goddamn few wars.
Oh, yeah, they want to go ahead and, you know, he's whining about, we're going to have to cut another... Yeah, we're going to cut another $500 billion from the Pentagon budget here if we don't go ahead and agree to rein in entitlements, a.k.a. if we don't agree to go ahead and take away people's Social Security checks that we've gone ahead and given to beaners, you know, or Medicaid or whatever here. And these entitlements are not as sustainable, but neither is these big wars that they're planning. You know, this big Pentagon budget isn't sustainable. And essentially, Paul Ryan went ahead and voted for the bankster bailout. Did you know that?
That's true. You're absolutely
right. He voted for it. Essentially, what he's talking about is taking away money from Grandma Republican's Social Security check because, essentially, he had to go ahead and give it to Jew banksters here who, essentially, were on the wrong end of another Jew bankster's private bet.
The tragedy is that Romney and Ryan are worse than Obama and the other jackass clown, whatever the name is.
Joe Biden.
Worse. Biden. That's
I don't think he's going to go. I mean, Joe Biden is a tard here. He's not a vicious tard. He's just an idiot. And essentially, the thing about it is that going. I mean, of all the people who are running for president or vice president, there's only one who's actually banned guns. You know who's banned guns?
No idea.
Mittens banned assault weapons in 1994 in Massachusetts.
Really, Romney?
Really, yeah. Romney went ahead. Old Mittens went ahead and banned guns here. Dangerous assault weapons here.
Martin, I didn't vote in the last election. I'm not going to vote in this one. This whole thing is a sham. Let Yahweh God Almighty bring this whole society down because this is an evil, vicious society, and it needs judgment. Bring it on tomorrow morning as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's pretty well the Christian identity belief, yes.
I mean, this is so unbelievable. I mean, they just got through this Olympics nonsense in Britain. Tomorrow morning, Britain will go back to the same old crap of no future and just crushing taxes. And I don't know what's going to happen if people wake up, but I can't change it.
Oh, they're going to go ahead and give it to Brazil here. I mean, what's the difference here? I mean, essentially by 2016, England will look, you know, pretty much like Brazil. From my gather, what you told me last year when you visited, it looked like Brazil already here, you know what I mean? Or Pakistan. Right?
We will. In the eastern part of London. Anyway, let me get off. Let's look at Bogey on CDS.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, Will, let's go ahead and get off. And, folks, hail victory. Folks, Roger's next.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. Big dead cotton, you black sound bitch. Daddy was a Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats singing songs, song of the South. Whoop a nigger's ass and burn his house. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't no nigger talking back again.
Well, there was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to fit. He thought he threatened judges three, a jury slapped old Hal's pee-pee. So Hal's gonna be my dick swigger bitch. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn ran his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves digging fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksucks. The colostomy bag's name is VMM. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can. I used to know a boss named Visser, a Duke Miss Goober Lil Pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Rod. A mum, that niggly molester, a pisser, pisser, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Hello, Logan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I tried to get some enthusiasm and a little fire in the crawl of Russ Walker, but, you know, I thought I had it fired up on the phone a couple of hours ago, but I guess it's...
Well, I mean, heck, this is what, about half hour past Russ's bedtime. Usually, sort of alive is good enough, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Russ isn't one to storm the Bastille anytime soon, okay?
Yeah. You got plenty of chairs on tonight. You got a lot of unknown guests. Those guests could be anybody.
I mean, you know, one of them is a pisser possum here. In fact, two or three of them are pisser possums. Probably a couple of nimtards. And one of the pisser possums is doubtless Obi Gender Bender. Which is, of course, fine here. You know what I mean? You know, as can be said.
Basically, what's going on in the movement right now? I know Russ wanted to talk about, corn going up to $8 a bushel, but everything's going up. And the thing with corn is not the best thing for human consumption right now, because the majority of corn goes to all fructose corn syrup, and it's laced with mercury and all kind of bullshit. Even Russ has talked about a lot of your grains, especially your high gluten wheat and a lot of your hybrid corns. Now the older heirloom corns were okay for humans, but there's a lot of hybrid stuff is not the best for human consumption, is it, Martin?
Well, no. I mean, pretty well what it is it's Franken corn. They call it Franken food. Essentially, it's Monsanto, and Monsanto is just like the Jews, you know, the Canaanites of ancient, you know, the ancient pre-flood world, to where you go ahead and you hear how they went ahead and intermixed and interbred and pretty well copulated with about everyone. By the way, there's a book on, if you have a Kindle, or if you have a Kindle reader, you can go ahead and download, and I went ahead and downloaded last week. It was about, it was a novel about Noah, and essentially had a whole bunch of horse shit in it here, but it's a novel about Noah and all that, and it was on there for a while, and it was sort of amazing.
On the Kindle, you go on Amazon.com and get this book on Amazon.com.
Yeah, if you don't have a Kindle, whatever, it's, it was in the 100 free, 100 free books here. What happens is that Linder, he's so desperate for money here. I guess Trevor Glenn Miller doesn't give him nothing. Essentially, I'm sort of thinking of going ahead and republishing Bertrand Comparé in a Kindle form as well. And, that is, you don't have to go ahead and wait and rely on, essentially the New York publishing firms anyway. You can go ahead and essentially get on Kindle Books, and then if you know a little bit more, you can go ahead and use something called Smashwords, which will get you on the Barnes & Noble electronic reader, called a Nook, or Google, or Apple, or what have you. You can go ahead, but Kindle is the big one with 70% of the book sales, and you can go ahead and price it for free, or you can price it for 99 cents. And what happens, what most people do is that between 99 cents, I think, and $10, if you self-publish, you as the author get 70% of it. You know what I mean?
So basically, I could write my own identity books and sell them on through Kindle.
Yeah, you go ahead and send them on through Kindle, and then if you get popular enough, you'll go ahead and probably find a publisher who will want to go ahead and publish you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of the white nationalists have basically gone to publishing a self-publication to the, a lot of the bigger publishing houses.
Well, you can go ahead and do it. Let's say your Kindle book is doing real good. You can yourself go ahead and put it in PDF format and put it on your web page for free. Or what you can do is that you can go ahead and let's say you've sold about 2,000 or 3,000 of your Kindle books, identity books, and essentially somebody wants it in a paperback, right? So what happens is that, by this time you've gone ahead and got 99 cents here, and you sold about 1,000, so you got $700. Well, that's enough to go ahead and buy a iUniverse or Hulu or what have you, print on demand here, like Phil Covington does. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You can indeed do something like that. And increasingly, usually the cheapest, easiest way to go ahead and publish is essentially to go ahead and publish on Kindle. And folks, you can go ahead and load down a computer Kindle reader. I have one on my, I have one, I bought a Kindle, and once I found out how to do it, I went ahead and loaded up Kindle. I went ahead and loaded up a computer Kindle, to where essentially you can read it on, I went ahead and bought for $79 a year Amazon Prime, so I can go ahead and watch it on my computer monitor, my little 15.3-inch laptop monitor if I wanted to, but I don't usually do that, and I haven't really watched any TV or movies for about 3-4 weeks now. What I'm doing is I'm going ahead and checking out books from the Missouri Public Library system and reading them on the, essentially on the Kindle at night. So you can go ahead and do that if you want here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Basically,
I got some good ideas. If I have a good time, I may start writing short novels. Not to put some of these other people down, but I've heard some of these other white nationalists novels, and I could do just as good or hell, you know, somewhat better than some of these people because, you know, basically, they're a little soft and they're a one seed liner. If they're going to be a one seed liner, what's the point, Martin? What's the point?
Yeah, well, speaking of quote one seed liners or false one seed liners, old Mark Downey, you know, and Clint Downey and the little Tars are all pissing and moaning because Stormfront went ahead and cut out the Catholic menace here, went ahead and finally just flushed it down the old toilet, no whining about it, you know. And from what I gather, last night you had Finkelstein and Brian Reel, and essentially Finkelstein was saying, I don't need talk shoe. I got TeamSpeak. So essentially he got TeamSpeak to go ahead and put it in. But the reason that he goes ahead and has it Friday nights and then Saturday nights is that essentially he wants to go ahead, because he's a dirty Jew, he wants to go ahead and take away listenership from Eli James. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
well, I think Bill Fink has a bigger audience now than Eli James, though.
Well, pretty well. It's a difference in Mamsers here. Last night, I mean, it was the same thing. Rebecca, I go ahead and I needle her a little bit about her having, you know, her half-Cherokee daughter, which means that either she's a Cherokee, you know, full-blood Cherokee, or she's a mud shark. And I think she's a mud shark. And essentially, I needle her about it. And then, last week, Dutch Homa claimed that his, you know, that his son-in-law was a Choctaw, and the baby that, you know, his daughter's going to squeeze out is 100% Israelite. And then Isaiah 14 said that, you know, he was a white Cherokee. I mean, essentially, Eli James and, you know, both Finkelstein, they have what I call the wandering Mamsers or Wikipedia talks to CI. They want to go ahead and pretend that they're Israelites. You know what I mean? Even though they're Cherokees or something like that. They're just like Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Visser is smart enough to realize that when he goes ahead and screws up and says he's 25% Cherokee, he gets his ass stomped. You know what I mean? And that's why, you know, last March or so, he went ahead and said he was 25% Cherokee in the webpage, and essentially he just freaked out, claimed that I'd created a sock puppet. He went ahead and created another sock puppet with a underscore between it called Pastor_Visser. He went ahead and that night he thinked you out to talk to you. You know what I mean? And, Friday night? On the first one, we had problems Friday night, and the problem, I think, was with your computer. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The problem was with your computer. Essentially, you let some technician diddle with it. He took off Firefox and essentially diddled up Chrome, and essentially it wasn't till you got on, a half hour later and got on using Internet Explorer that you were able to go ahead and get back on, right?
Yeah, but see, now I've downloaded Firefox, and I still can't use my Google Chrome. I'm going to ditch Google Chrome. I'm going to use Firefox from now on.
Okay, well, earlier
because I would have had a better show Friday night. It kind of sucked because, I mean, we kind of drug on. We had to use your system. And I don't know about the call quality, but, we tried. You know, we didn't give up. At least we had a show. There's an archive. But I'm going to come back Friday night with Firefox and start right at 7. If you and Russell or somebody else wants to call in, fine. But I'm going to take the scripture, and I'm going to go hardcore. You know, basically, the way I look at it, I tried to do a show with Linda, and she was holding me back, okay? So I'm going to forget Linda. And, you know, I'm just going to go on fire because, you know, basically anybody that wants to love their Jew spouse, their Jew kids, their Jew, you know, their Mongol grandkids or whatever, I mean, you know, if you love the world and the things of this world, if you love Satan and man.
Well, I forget what it was, but she got all upset with you and was making a sort of death threat against you, and I had to pretty well tell her, Linda, no more of that shit.
Well, what's the funny is,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we were buddies. I mean, she was like, we talked all the time, and then she found out that I was on 2-3 dating services. She didn't like that. Then she found out about Sydney, who I've known, I've been in Sydney since my college days, when I was in college, okay?
Sydney? Sydney a female or what?
I'm sorry, Cindy?
Is Cindy. It's not Sydney, Cindy.
Cynthia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, female. Yeah, I've known her since my college days. And then she got on her Facebook page and started calling her a mongrel and started talking nasty to her. And then she sent me an email called whore and everything. You know what? I'll tell you what. She wants to talk about my family and friends. Okay, I can blush. My mama can blush. Cindy can blush. I went up there to, very long time ago, she had red hair, but she can't blush, okay? So Cindy looks a hell of a lot whiter than she does, so what I'm saying is this, okay, is Linda, you know what? Linda, I tried to be a friend. She don't want a friend, okay? She don't want to be a friend. That's fine. That's her choice, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, if she doesn't want to give up her daughter, that's her business. But I'm not going to be a hypocrite, and I'm not going to, I don't go to feast days anymore where I know there's Mongols and Jews and government agents and there's Cherokees and Choctaws and Lumbee Indians
and Hacksaws and shit ass, Hacksaws and shit asses from the No Wipe 'Em tribe.
Yeah, and I don't see these days with people that I know. Okay, everybody wants to condemn Jim Richter for stealing another man's wife. I used to keep these days with some people that were wife swappers, and they were stealing other women, they were stealing other man's wives, and they were smoking dope. And basically, I know a guy, he's Tennessee, and the whole time, and him and his family were big in the congregation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the married woman out, and he stole the other man's wife, and then he busted up the family. They had two girls together. Then he married this lady. Okay, but now it's coming back on. He diabetes. Okay.
Okay.
Like Elvis Christ. You know what? Okay. But what I'm saying is, if I want to ask Jim Richter, maybe it's Jim Richter. There's other people doing.
Well, I'm sure there are. The thing about it is, though, is that Wickstrom would probably be sitting in Butler's seat if he hadn't gone ahead and openly stole another man's wife, and then essentially relied on the FBI and the Michigan State Police to go ahead and send the guy to prison, and then the guy died in prison, and some people say got murdered in prison. And folks, going ahead, I mean, it didn't sit well 3,000 years ago, with the Uriah the Hittite and Bathsheba and David. It certainly doesn't, fit too good a decade ago, when this shit happened. I mean, essentially, people don't much care to hear that.
Here's the thing with David.
Mm-hmm.
Uriah the Hittite was a Mongol circumcised Jew. David's sin is that he had premarital sex. Okay, basically, he should have waited until Bathsheba divorced that Jew, and his sin was he had premarital sex, and then he tried to cover up and lie about it. Now, he didn't kill Uriah the Hittite. He sent him into battle.
He did go ahead and have him quasi-judicially murdered.
If Uriah the Hittite had been a pure white man, that would have been a big sin. But he wasn't. He was a Jew. All Hittites are Jews. What I'm saying is that David was supposed to be the number one pick by Yahweh. He's supposed to be the number one example. And he fucked up because, I mean, he already had basically half of his 14 wives and concubines total. I think it was 6 wives and 8 concubines or vice versa. But it's 14 total, his own wife. But about half of them came from King Saul. When King Saul died, he had to inherit the kingdom of King Saul. Okay? And then his second daughter, because King Saul did that to David. King Saul promised his first daughter to King David. He went into battle and killed over 200 men in hand-to-hand combat. Comes back, he said, no, I married another guy a lot. I didn't keep my word. So then he says, okay, I'll marry your number two daughter, Micah. So he goes into battle, and King Saul thought he was going to be killed. Okay? Well, David did the same thing as Uriah the Hittite. But Uriah the Hittite was a pure white man, and it's okay to kill Jews. But what I'm saying is, okay, because all this, like all mongrels, what I'm saying is that King David had premarital sex, which is a sin, when you're supposed to be the number one example, Okay, if you're the Jim Wickstrom of the day, or you're the Wesley Smith of the day, or the percent top player of the day, okay, you
well, I don't think people thought that, you know, I don't think people thought that through about Wickstrom and compared him to David or anything like that, although Wickstrom might want to. I mean, essentially, most people thought that Wickstrom was just a sleazebag. He went ahead.
What's going on with Wickstrom besides stealing Kit Kalsen's wife? Other shit Wickstrom did way before that. I mean, I parted ways with Wickstrom, and I confirmed him, and basically, you know, he was wrong on some documents and some other stuff.
Yeah.
The thing I'm saying is, those people in Michigan bash Wickstrom for that. I think Kent Kelson was a marvel because he claimed, his mama claimed to be a Jew. Okay? So anyway, regardless, okay, what I'm saying is that I'm not going to go to feast days anymore where I know by confusion of face that they're marvels. Okay, and if they're not, just like Russ Walker went up there, there's a lumpy Indian.
Well, he pretty well told Pastor Buddy that, you know, he wasn't going no more as long as you're going to allow the Melungeon visitors to attend. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is,
he did lay down the law to Pastor Buddy about that. Pastor Buddy said no more, agreed, no more. So Russ did go ahead.
I'm not going to argue with Buddy or John Roberts or Jim Wickstrom. I'm not going to argue with any of these people.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm, you know, basically, Martin, if I can't find a group to keep the feast days with, you know, me or Russ or you, we can stay at home, you know, and you can keep the feast days in your own household. I mean,
That's pretty much the way people do it. I mean, over the years, when people didn't agree what Butler did, bringing in all these criminals, they pretty well would go ahead and form their own little small one and two and three family congregations. And essentially what they would do is they would go ahead and hold feast days with people of like mind. And essentially that is always been the way things have been done. If you really can't get along with somebody, you don't agree with them, you know, rather than fight with them, rather than fuss with them, rather than piss and moan, you know, and, you know, just cause a commotion, it's just easier just to say the heck with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's pretty well.
It's like, you know, basically your dad, a long time ago, used to hang out, or y'all kept feast days with some of those people, y'all didn't agree with them, and they weren't all...
My dad got this fellowship the first time for putting me in a hospital, and one of Herbert's hollow men essentially had just killed his daughter by putting an anointing cloth, you know, on her instead of taking her to a hospital and having her appendix taken out. So, my dad, because my dad had a live son and he had a dead daughter, you know what I mean? She was about, within 3 months of my age or something. And essentially, you know, he got this fellowship the first time. Then he nearly got this fellowship the second time when, a year or two later, he went to a funeral of this working man here. You know, he was about 35, 36, 37. He had a wife and two kids, and, you know, he got an anointing cloth here instead of just simply, you know, getting some penicillin. Dad nearly got this fellowship for saying that $12 worth of penicillin could have saved this man. So he nearly got this fellowship for saying that here. And then the second time he got this fellowship is that he just got tired of Herbert and he wanted to follow Garter Ted. And essentially him and my brother, while I was in the Army, you know, got this fellowship here. You know what I mean? They got kicked out for going ahead and, taking a number of other people, taking themselves and another other people with Garter Ted's, Church of God International or something. You know, well, later on, old Garter Ted, he got kicked out because he couldn't keep this pecker in his pocket either here, and something about Texas, you know, whore, massage parlors or something like that, and, you know, got videotaped masturbating, begging for sex, and by this time, Dad was long dead here. He died, the day after the Challenger explosion in 1986. So anyway, he got this fellowship the second time, you know, he got this fellowship the second time for essentially going with Garner Ted here a second time. And my brother got this fellowship too, because they took all these other people with them here, and they weren't too crazy about Herbert. My brother Monty stayed with Herbert's bunch, and one time me and my brother Mike were hauling hay, and across the street was this family, you know, and they had the minister here. His name was Simkowski or something like that. Dad called him the Polack pup. He'd been kicked out, you know, he'd been kicked out by Simkowski. So my brother Monty's with him, and essentially me and Mike are hauling hay on the Sabbath. And then later on, you know, it rained, but, you know, a couple of days later, my brother Monty comes to me and says, "Martin, you know you're not supposed to haul hay on the Sabbath." So I said, "Okay, Monty, let me ask you a question. If an ox falls in a ditch on the Sabbath, is it lawful to go ahead and pull him out?" And the answer is, of course, yes, but my brother Monty, you know, smells a, you know, trap. He says, "Well, yeah." I said, "Sure, Jesus Christ said, you know, if the ox falls in the ditch, it is lawful to go ahead and pull him out of the ditch. Well, let me ask you this, Monty. If the poor son of a bitch is just going to starve to death come wintertime because he, you know, because he didn't have the hay in the barn here for him to eat, I mean, what good does it do to pull the poor son of a bitch out of the ditch on the Sabbath?" And I laughed my head off at that here. Yeah, and what happens is that my brother sort of endured laughter here, you know, but it made sense to me. And then I said, "Are you going to go ahead and talk to Pigleck about, you know, are you going to bitch to him about that?" He says, "No, I'm not." He says, "Why not?" He says, "Well, he's not going to pay any better attention to it than you did." So anyway, we hauled hay on the Sabbath, and you know, I mean...
Well, look, if your donkey gets in a ditch, Yahshua said you could pull him out of the ditch.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you have to work on the side. You don't want to make a habit of it, and ideally you don't want to, but basically, you know, if you have to, you have to.
It was going to go ahead and rain. Essentially, the guy had some rainfall on his hay. Essentially, it rained Friday night. He'd cut it Friday morning. We had some other people to go ahead and haul hay. It rained Friday night. It went ahead and was hot, you know, Saturday. So we were just going ahead and we were just hauling hay like crazy that Saturday. And we just went ahead and put it in the pole barn and had done with it. You know what I mean? You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But essentially... You know, I don't know. I've seen, and you know, I've been, is that unless there's really a hierarchy, in many cases, people don't go ahead and follow everything in the Bible that they should here. I mean, you know, pretty well my mom and my brother and me. I mean, once we got kicked out, you know, I didn't get kicked out of the Worldwide Church of God. I was in the Army. So as far as they was concerned, I was just a heathen who essentially was no sense in kicking out. But I don't know. I mean, over the years, I mean, we don't keep the Sabbath like we should. You know, and you know that I do like eating bacon here. And, I mean, you know, you end up going ahead and doing a number of things that probably aren't altogether lawful here. But I don't view them as being horrendous sins. You know what I mean? You understand what I mean?
The thing is that I'm not going to go back to breaking Yahweh's laws.
Okay, and I'm not forcing bacon on you, okay?
I'm not condemning you. I'm saying, but you're not teaching that the laws have been away with, neither am I. So, I mean, and you're not trying to hide anything. If you do something like eat pork, you admit it.
Well,
You shouldn't eat pork, okay?
Okay, well, I probably shouldn't either. You're right. And Westbrook, he's going to bitch me about this for this.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all always said if you love your and you see him in a sin, you're supposed to try to warn him. That's all I'm saying is pork causes. There's a reason Yahweh said don't eat it. It's from a parasite, it's pollution.
Well, there, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good idea to go ahead and eat any, okay? You know, it's just that on occasion, on occasion, especially when it gets on sale, you know, it is tasty. You know, but anyway, yeah, you're right. I mean, I ought to eat it, okay? You know, and I'm not going to go ahead and say, you know, you should eat it here, or you shouldn't eat it, or anything like that. I know that I'm sort of, I know that I'm not really supposed to, you know, eat pork, okay? But anyway, let's get off that, okay? Anyway,
okay, let's get on. Okay, basically, let's see here. What's going on in the chat room? We got, he's still talking about the feast days in East Tennessee.
I think that's John Roberts. I think he was the Rumby Indian that Russ didn't much care for and caused trouble, right?
No, the Rumby Indian was Alan somebody.
Oh.
John Roberts is the one that puts it on. He's a former Green Beret, but a lot of people think that he's questionable, and that's all I'm going to say. You know.
He's a Zogbot Beret, huh?
That's what everybody tells me. That's what everybody tells me. Sure is.
Okay.
That's what everybody says. But I think Russ thinks he's legit, so I'm gonna let Russ find out on his own. You know, I'm not gonna argue with people if they don't believe me when I tell them. I'll just let them find out for themselves. You know. basically the way I see it. They're making a big deal about this damn election, and, you know, like Mitt Romney's going to save the day or whatever. If Mitt Romney gets in there, he wants to start World War III with Iran, right? I mean, Mitt Romney's not going to save the country.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, no. You know, I mean, we're talking about Ryan and the face of this cocksucker, you know, is a lying bastard who, essentially, he went ahead and voted for the bank, you know, to go ahead and bail out the banksters back in 2008. I mean, he went ahead and essentially voted to go ahead and, oh, pretty well bail out the Jew banksters here. And here he is talking about doing away with Social Security, doing away with Medicaid, so that essentially the big corporations could go ahead and make out like bandits. He's whining like a pussy. He's whining like a pussy about how, for example, he's whining like a pussy about how $500 billion is going to be taken out and sequestered unless Social Security and Medicaid are, you know, essentially done away with. You know what I mean? And pretty well what boils out to is that you're going to go ahead and take away essentially what little that old white people need to live on, so that the Jew banksters can go ahead and make out like bandits, so that the, you know, Jew, you know, gun makers or whatever here, Boeing and all these big corporate fat cats can make out. And essentially, you know, you're going ahead and begging for the vote from these stupid wiggers, old wiggers, and essentially here's Romney and the rest here essentially telling them in advance they're going to go ahead and screw these people. You know what I mean? In advance, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Romney, he's got all his assets offshore, and if shove, he could say to hell with Utah and the Mormon nation, and he could take his family and move offshore to live in another country when America collapses. Because basically, he's all for himself. So basically, the half nigger, half Jew Obama, I don't see where it seems much worse than Romney, because Romney is not going to repeal Obamacare and replace it with anything much better, because I think he wants socialized medicine too, don't he?
Well, what happens is Romney went ahead and voted for socialized, you know, care in Massachusetts. People were going ahead and saying, you know, they called it Romney Obongo Care. And that's what Obama keeps on saying. Well, Romney went ahead and made people go ahead and buy insurance in Massachusetts. So why are you bitching that Obama went ahead and, you know, made it national when Romney, as governor, went ahead and did it? And by the way, the only one of the ones who actually banned a single gun is Romney. He went ahead and banned, quote, assault weapons back in 1994 when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Basically, Romney is just nothing more than a lying whore who will do anything in order to get elected. He wants to go ahead and pretend to be conservative, so now he's going ahead, he's going back to the center. Essentially, he's sucking Israel's dick, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's giving Benjamin Netanyahu a blowjob. I mean...
Yeah, I agree. So basically, the two places he went to when he went to his foreign trip over there,
yeah.
Number one, Israel. Number two was Poland. And what did he do in Poland? Probably went to some Holocaust memorial and some damn World War II veterans or something so he could kiss the Jewish. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, you end up having all this sort of crap going on here. I mean, essentially, Romney is no improvement over Obongo, right? No improvement.
No.
I mean, at least with Obongo,
I mean, even if he is white, and some Mormons have Jew blood, and I don't know if he's white or pure white or not, but if he is pure white, he's a race traitor because he totally is in bed with the Jews.
That's right. He'll go. I mean, what happens is that Obongo actually, isn't loved that much by the Jews. He don't really love the Jews. I mean, he's just a Muslim nigger, really, for all practical purposes. He's a Muslim nigger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? What happens, he probably likes some Palestinian ragheads better than he likes the Jews anyway, and they know it. You know what I mean? He might be.
The worst thing about Obama, he's sitting on the fence. Half of him is serving the Jew bankers that got him elected, and the other half is serving the sad niggers and all the Muslim niggers. Yeah.
Well, that's all he's doing here. That's exactly the point.
That has slowed down him from starting World War III. If it was Bush or Clinton or Mitt Romney, they would have already bombed the hell out of Iran.
Well, not Clinton. I mean, Clinton knew he was not loved by the military here, so he didn't dare pull this shit. Obongo knows he ain't loved by the military, so he don't pull this shit. I mean, essentially, I remember way back in 2000, here is George W. Bush talking about, you elect me, there's not going to be any nation building here like Clinton did. Clinton did it in Bosnia. And essentially, what happens, the cocksucker gets in, thanks to the Supreme Court. And essentially, there is, quote, nation building in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, essentially, it didn't work out very good, did it? I mean, Dumbia went ahead and lied, lied like a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, to be honest with you, it wasn't more than 6 months after that worthless piece of shit dumb you got in to where, I said I never thought I'd say this shit, but dang, I wish we had that worthless piece of shit Clinton back in. You know what I mean? Clinton is a crook. Clinton is a sleazebag. Clinton is a liar. Clinton is a murderer. Clinton is a piece of shit. But essentially, at least, the character... the character was smarter than all these other idiots that he went ahead and was fucking around. Whereas, for all practical purposes, Clinton didn't, Clinton actually went ahead and did, quote, welfare reform. What happens, Obongo is pretty well just used executive order to undo deporting beaners. He's pretty well allowed these nigger mammies to go ahead and spend more than 5 years on TAMP. You know what I mean?
No, see, Obama loves all the illegal Mexicans, and he's declared war on the state of Arizona. And now that Joe Arpaio or whatever, I think his ass is in hot water, and that Jan Brewer, and see, they had that shooting out there with Gabrielle Giffords. And supposedly the whole reason for the shooting was so they could pop off that federal judge that was fighting Obama. And they killed that judge, that damn Jared Lee Lawford. John Roll, the judge, they popped his ass, and that's the number one target. Gabrielle Giffords, she was a Jew. They probably intentionally wounded her to make it look good,
Scramble her little Esther Kikas brain, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's no longer a Congress critter.
I got shot in the head, but I'm recovering. I mean, these Jews are all, you know.
Well, see, she used to go ahead and blonde, you know, bleach blonde her hair. She got some hibernator named Kelly who was an astronaut to marry her ass here. She was an estrichicus, but once she got her little estrichicus brain scrambled by a 9mm bullet, she didn't bother keeping up appearances here. Now she has black chicus hair, you know what I mean? She no longer bothers to blonde, you know, blonde, you know, bleach it.
Don't look at him and...
he looks like a wigger to me, you know, but, you know, she's a kikus, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, exactly.
You know, anyway, let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and take about a 30-second break, Logan, and let me go ahead and save this chat, and we'll be back in about 1 minute, folks. Hail victory.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. And for this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the striped banner, I fit it all I could. I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. Got wounded in 4 places and I starved at Point Lookout. I caught the rheumatism a-camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, now that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. And I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done.
Okay, folks, we're back for the third or fourth segment of the Movement Tour, probably the fourth one, I believe. And we're going to go ahead and talk some conspiracy here with Logan Hunter. We only had 2 hours of it Friday night, you know, not quite 2 hours. The show was sort of screwed up, and we figured out it was because of Logan's computer system, which had been messed with by a technician who didn't know what he was doing. He went ahead and deleted Firefox, and essentially we had a heck of a time. He had to go ahead and use Internet Explorer. I had to go ahead and use my computer to log on as Logan Hunter, and I probably need to go ahead and log off here as Logan Hunter on Toshiba number 2 here. Pretty well in the, with Eli James and Finkelschini, what you end up having is what I call the Wandering Mamsers or Wikipedia Talks to CI, and you go ahead and you put the question to them, and it turns out that they admit to going ahead and having a good deal of red nigger in them here, just like Jeremy Visser, probably like Obagender Bender, although I'd say it has more Jew in it. And you end up having these characters, and they get outed. And, folks, I mean, by this time, Saturday night you had Finkelschini. He was doing a show with Brian Reel every 2 weeks, every second Saturday. He has a show with Brian Reel. And they understand by now that Brian Reel isn't white. They understand he's a Mamser. They understand all the sort of, stuff here. And, folks, they don't go ahead and allow the comment section, for someone like me to go ahead and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh about how, look, this is a Sword Mamser show and Finkelschini show. I mean, what the hell are you talking about when you talk about the necessity for having pure white people here? And essentially, that's what this bowel movement, that's what Christianity has become. It's just become, Pastor John Britton told me last year, it's just nothing more than wall-to-wall Mamsers. And essentially, you know, like Wes, you get tired of the 1Bs, you get tired of the Mamsers, and you say, well, I'm not going to show, I ain't going to your feast days anymore if you can't go ahead and keep track of the Mamsers or get rid of them. So anyway, any case here, we'll go ahead and discuss a little bit of conspiracy about the election and about Gabby Giffords and about all the shootings that's going on here.
Yeah, I just posted a video in the chat room and explained that John Roll was the target, and basically the Jared Lee Lofter, or whatever, however you pronounce his name,
mm-hmm.
He was a Jew. He went to the same synagogue as Gabrielle.
Well, his grandmother and Gabby Gifford's mother went to the same synagogue in Tucson. Initially, I think it was in November, December of 2010 or so. Essentially, they were trying to go ahead and pin it on Jared Taylor of American Renaissance, even though Jared Taylor supposedly has a Jew wife. And what it boiled down to is that, no, Jared Lee Lofter is a Jew boy. And what happens is that this past Monday, I guess he does not like the Nut House in Springfield, Missouri. And it's a grim place from what I hear. Essentially, he goes ahead and pleads. He's gone ahead and been told, okay, you've been doped up enough here. You retain competency. You're able to go ahead and help your public defender. You know, you're ready to go ahead and commence a trial with you. Now that we've gone ahead and halfway cured you enough to where you can stand trial and assist your public pretender, how do you plead? And essentially, Joe Lee Lofter says, guilty! And essentially, the judge wanted, you know, him to go ahead and say that, and went ahead and took the guilty plea. And that's that for, you know, for Nutty Jew Boy. Okay, this James Holmes. I mean, every time I see this tard on the news here, I mean, it reminds me of what? The look on at least a third of the faces I used to see in Big's Maximum Security, you know, Nut House. I mean, you end up having these tards essentially looking vacant. There's nothing much going on as far as you can tell. They just sort of sit there. I mean, you know, half the time they're losing weight because they're not eating anything. I mean, they're just sitting there, you know, all spazzed out here, and they're doped up, and, you know, they're just tards is all they are. You know what I mean? And, this James Holmes reminds me a lot of, well, I mean, the look I see on that idiot's face is the same look that I've seen on at least better than a third of the people, you know, who are the most nutty at the Nut House here. I'm not talking about Gulman. I'm talking about, you know, which had higher function nuts here. I'm not talking about the senile retarded nuts. I'm talking about the ones who normally, when they're not either maniac or catonic, are pretty sharp here. Now this James Holmes, he was, from my gather, he was pretty smart here. He went ahead and killed a bunch of people, and he went ahead and
James Holmes, whether you want to believe he's a Mongol or white or whatever he was.
He don't look white to me. He looks a little bit whiter than Brian Real, but not by much.
PhD program, but Martin, he dropped out, and he dropped out in July of the program, and he flunked his oral exam, and they said he acted like he was all drugged up and out of it. Now, the word is that two black operatives, they moved in with him and kept him drugged up, and they did the shooting in the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, while he was passed out, drugged up, in his car in the parking lot, and then the car was locked, and the police officers, when they got to the scene of the crime, they had to bust the window to get in there to arrest James Holmes. He was a patsy. He still, to this day, can't remember the last 2 months where he's been and what he's been doing, because these bastards barred his ATM card, barred his credit card, and they, basically, they all the stuff off the internet, all the guns and bombs and all the body armor and everything, and then when the UPS guy came to the door, he was in a drugged-up state and signed for it. So he got totally set up.
Well, that's possible. I mean, you know, it might even be probable. You know, I mean, what you do is you see a bunch of You're going to have more and more and more of this shit go on. And you are having more and more and more of this shit go on, aren't you? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's see. Last week, you know, it's been a week and a couple hours. You end up having this, what, Wade Michael Page, who essentially goes with just, I think, just one gun or maybe two. He goes on there for my girl. He was in the Army. He essentially functioned fairly well for a couple of years, and then he went ahead and got busted, got a general discharge, got kicked out, you know, essentially probably for the good of himself and for the service. Went ahead and had a number of jobs, couldn't quite make it, and he seems to me to be a, you know, a Whigger or an Anglo-Mestizo, couldn't quite make it.
Okay,
and essentially,
you know, I'm back and forth.
Okay.
Okay, me and you can maybe we can agree that maybe the Wade Michael Page was a disgruntled white man that didn't have anything to live for and everything to die for. Because
okay.
his girlfriend kicked him out of the house. He had he was broke and didn't have a job opportunity. But this James Holmes, his grandfather was in military intelligence. His father is a big computer programmer for a big government contract.
Okay, we're going to Holmes instead of off from Page.
He was in a PhD with a government grant. Why the hell would he risk it all to go kill a bunch of damn people? He didn't need a bunch of damn mixed race models in a Batman movie. Why would he do that? He didn't have a motive. Maybe White Michael Page had a motive, but this James Holmes, there is no motive.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not going to disagree with you. You know, I don't really know that much about him. Harold Covington didn't, you know who this character is. From what I gather, he posted, what, 7 times promoting his little skinhead band on Stormfront. You have Don Black pissing down his leg and running through the tall grass over that shit. You know, essentially, from what I gather, here's this guy who was sort of on the periphery of the movement. I sort of think the reason it's sort of dying down is essentially Zog doesn't really want to talk about, you know, white boys who essentially don't have anything to live for losing it. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, there's no actual political... When you end up having a, quote, lone wolf, unless he has essentially a manifesto or something like that, like Breivik or Ted Kaczynski or whatever... I mean, essentially, it doesn't become a political action. It just becomes just nothing more than just a series of nuts going ahead in a decaying or declining social order going postal. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
And essentially, I sort of think the Southern Poverty Law Center has pretty well sucked all... You know, all the meat or all the juice that they can get out of it here. Supposedly Obongo is now in favor of gun grabbing or something like that. I heard, seen something. And, folks, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you have more and more and more of these events happening all the time, and there is no rhyme or reason behind it. It's just simply... Yeah, well, essentially, Whiggers and Anglo-Mestizos running amok. That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking at the tarnation going on here. You know what I mean? So, anyway. Well, yeah, you end up having an aurora. You end up having, you know, at aurora. Someone went ahead and said it's mainly nigger town, you know, nowadays anyway. So, anyway,
Hey, we brought this up last week. What about the October surprise when they're going to try to do the gun grab in October? I talked to you about that. They've got about 20 or 30,000 drones they're going to use on the civilian population in America, drone airplanes, and some of them are going to be armed.
Well, you're going to end up having, you know, probably... See, the problem is if you end up going ahead and using drones in this country, essentially you're admitting you have a condition of civil war. You know what I mean? And once you go down that path, how are you going to go ahead and, you know, how are you going to go ahead and go, you know, past it here? the way I go ahead and freak the pigs out is I just simply tell them offhand is that I want a civil war. Essentially, you know, pig, I want to where essentially there's no way that either my side can live or your side can live. And essentially what I'm favor for your side is total extermination. I favor essentially skinning out your kids, making them eat their nuts, I mean, going ahead and run through a wood, you know, through a wood chipper. And essentially, this shit's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, you're not going to like when the Civil War comes. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be like 1861. You're going to have a war of each against all. And there's not going to be any restoring order or chaos. Folks, what you need to understand is that there's no going back on what we have going on now. There's no going back. There's no going ahead and bringing back the wonderful, you know, 1890s or 1900s or, you know, Harold Covington did a show where he said that 98 years ago was the high point of Western civilization before the guns of August 1914 went ahead and destroyed Victorian civilization in England, in Germany, in Russia, in America, everywhere. Folks, there's no going back to the way things were here. All there is going forward. And what lies ahead, essentially, is a great tribulation. And in order to go ahead and have meaning to it, essentially, you've got to go ahead and destroy those who are going ahead and destroying this current civilization of ours here. The only thing that's going to save the white race is the Great Tribulation. The only thing that's going to go ahead...
You know what? This is the attitude we need to have. I'd rather die fighting for Yahweh, fighting for the white race, racial purity, fighting for Yahweh's laws, fighting for the truth, and I would rather die for that than to be a wigger and live. Because, if you're a wigger and you sell out to the Jews, you're only going to be rewarded in the short term. Because in the long run, they're going to switch your approach. I mean, I don't give a damn if you're a 30-degree Freemason. If you're a wigger and you think you're sold out to Satan, you're going to lose in the end anyway. You might as well serve Yahweh and be on the winning team in the long run.
If you're a pig or if you're a supporter of Satan, what makes you think there's going to be forgiveness or forgetfulness, of yourself for all the evil you did?
If you're a high-level Freemason, or if you're a pig, or if you're one of these politicians, and I think most of the politicians today, especially in Washington, are either Jews or mongrels, but there may be a few pure white men, very, very. If you're a pure white Republican or Democrat or whatever the hell you are, and you pass all these laws that are anti-Yahweh, and come on, you know right from wrong, and you're destroying your own country for your own financial gain. I mean, how can you sleep at night, Martin? I mean,
these people don't have any problem sleeping at night. They don't have any problem stealing white children from white families and buying and selling them. I mean, you know, folks, evil people don't have a problem doing evil. They do evil because they're evil. It's because that is their nature. They do evil because that is their nature. And if you're a Whigger traitor, I mean, essentially, you sold out to Satan here. You know, essentially, in this movement, the only way to go ahead and make sense is that you have Brownian motion. You know, Brownian motion. What is the motion of little elements, little atoms, little molecules going all over the place here. And essentially, there's no predicting how they're going to go ahead and go. The only time that you can go ahead and understand it is if they have a pole to go ahead and go along with here, a positive or a negative pole. And what happens, I call these two poles, or I call these pillars, I call it Zog and anti-Zog. There's only a few ways you can go ahead and essentially look at it here. Alex Lender, Trader Glenn Miller, Eli James, Finkelschini, the rest here. I mean, essentially, they're Zoglings, or Jews, or Mamzers, or Zogbots. Most of the critters that run around are deranged Mamzers. I mean, you know, and they instinctively serve Satan. They instinctively, do whatever the heck they want to do here. They serve Satan. And what happens is that the real Christian identity, people like Carol Covington, who isn't Christian identity, but who understands that Zog is doomed, the Zog is fucked, and wants to go ahead and carve out a bit of a, homeland for white people. He's trying to go ahead and bring order. I don't think he's going to be successful altogether. But on the other hand, I don't have a fight with him because he's not, he's not on the Zog, He's not on the Zog, pole here. But you end up having Alex Linder, you end up having the Meerkat, you end up having Wiggersworth, Wheelos, the Pierce Tards, the Create Tards. Essentially, what happens then, mainly for chaos and mainly for themselves, that they instinctively want to serve Zog Babylon. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what about this, this Obadiah 118, is that a
dog
bot? I know he's...
Oh, Obadiah 118 is a Pisser's poster possum. It's a some sort of a Jew mamzer, tranny, whatever. It got a bunch of issues here. It's a faggot and probably has Obagender. Oh, okay. I'll go ahead. Looks like Obagender Bender's tired of going ahead. I mean, Obagender Bender's decided to go ahead and openly show what's going to show this snout and tail here. I'll go ahead and unmute the worthless bastard. But in any case,
you'd always be on Jim Wickstrom's show, and now that Wickstrom's no longer on, I guess he follows you. I don't know.
No. What happens is that it's sort of like having Liar Bill on the show here. I mean, essentially, Liar Bill yesterday is going ahead and telling Wickstrom, we lost, to stop going ahead and giving Covington so much time by stalking Covington all the time. Look, Liar Bill, mumps nut, you are stalking me all the time. You have nothing better to do. The same way with Obagender Bender. I mean, essentially, Obagender Bender, Jeremy Visser has sort of disappeared a bit here. I think it's the criminals getting in trouble again. So it's sort of laying low, as far as I know right now. And essentially, it goes ahead and it stalks me, and it has fun, and it does whatever the heck it wants to do. And in any case, what to say about it? There's nothing much to go ahead and say about critters like that. I mean, there's just no changing them. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, in any case, heck, I don't mind Obagender Bender showing up. I mean, I only know, it makes the point is that you don't know who I am. The answer is you make quite sure that I don't know who you are, but folks, I know exactly what you are. And he goes ahead and, for one time here, he was saying that Russ Walker and R.D. Bradshaw, he lives in Idaho with the same sort of critters. At the same time, it runs a data mining site. You can't go ahead and sign up to its forum by going ahead and using a proxy or a Tor browser. I mean, it knows exactly who is on there. And essentially, all it's doing is showing its snout and its tail, and it doesn't have enough sense to know better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't have any sense at all. I mean, it is what it is. And going ahead and worrying about critters, worrying about critters who are what they are, I mean, what's the point of that? You know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah, I basically find out somebody's not who they claim to be, okay? Like, they're claiming they're basically that they're legitimate, and I find out different, then I don't have anything to do with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to waste my time. I mean, it's just like a certain person said they don't want to be friends anymore. Well, even if they're pure water, they're mom, whatever they are, okay? I mean, they start attacking me and all my family or whatever, and just because, I know they had ulterior motives. I mean, I know why it happened, and it's fine, okay? I try to be a nice guy. I have literally, since I've been identity and gone to the white power meetings and everything, I have loaned white racial brothers and sisters. I've loaned them. I've given a ride. I've given them cars. I've tried to help them. And some of them just took advantage of me. They didn't pay the money they owed me. They lied. You know what? Once I find out you're a Wigger, or even if you're a Wigger, if you're not a Mongol, if you're a Wigger, I mean, sometimes the wiggers are just as bad as mongrels, right, Martin?
Sometimes worse. Sometimes, oftentimes worse here. Anyway, old gender bender is running around. He likes pretending that I'm Amy Rose, which was some heifer who used to be on Visser's old forum here, and likes pretending that I'm R.D. Bradshaw. Used to like pretending that Russ Walker was, since it was Russ Walker. I mean, open gender bender knows how to data mine. It knows how to go ahead and pretty well keep its, forum, relatively clear of my sock possums or something like that here. It doesn't really know exactly how it can go ahead and keep out, some of my spies here. But essentially, it goes ahead and has a little, means and a way of going ahead and preventing people from, seeing stuff that he doesn't want them to see here. So anyway, Oba Gender Bender doesn't realize is that it thinks it's clever. It goes ahead and pulls the Jew trick of you can't prove, or a pig's trick, you can't prove to my fast fashion I'm this or that here. And my solution to that is to simply go ahead and start skinning, and it doesn't really matter. Sooner or later, the Jew boy or the pig or whatever will go ahead and tell me whatever I need to know. It doesn't really matter if the Jew boy or pig does or doesn't tell me what I need to know. I mean, I already know what it is. I don't need to know, I don't need to go ahead and convict it to its own satisfaction, okay? You know what I mean? Don't even need, and what happens to open gender bender doesn't seem to realize is that what it is can't be hidden here. Hell, even the VNNF, fucktards figured out it was some sort of, critter with, some sort of faggot critter with a gender identity issue. So, I mean, hell, if even VNNF fucktards figured out it was a gender bender, why can't I? When it first showed up in February of, 2010, I thought it was Clint Downey here giving me a hard time, or Maggie Bell Bitch Butts, and no, it turned out to be some sort of Mamzer Jew faggot here with gender identity issues and, a good deal of hypocrisy. So I don't even bother worrying about the critter anymore. You know what I mean? So, anyway, OB, you're welcome. You're welcome to be on here.
There's a lot of strange people in these chat rooms. I mean, you got Jews, you got mongrels, you got wiggers, you got these gender identity people. I mean, basically, I don't believe take anybody to word anymore, because there's so much bullshit out there. Because half the time you think you're talking, they somebody claims to be white or Jew,
Well, what happens is that Obi is a Brian Real clone here. I don't know, if John Britton decides to go ahead and sue, among other people, Brian Real, I mean, essentially, all it's going to go ahead and take is a subpoena a host monster, and Oba Gender Bender's identity will be out, you know what I mean? So, for example, Oba Gender Bender doesn't know what it's doing here. I remember, a couple months ago, there was this woman named Mary Jane something or another. She was from Australia. I think she was from the other part of the continent of Australia. And essentially, she was looking for genuine Christian identity people. And Oba Gender Bender went ahead and looked at her Facebook page or Google page, see a picture of essentially a old white woman about 65 years old. She was she sort of looked like my mother. I mean, she's just sort of, just an old, fat, white woman. And essentially, here's Oba Gender Bender claiming that he wants to go ahead and give Christian identity, and wouldn't go ahead and allow this woman to go ahead and join its forum. And, look, Obi, you're not fooling anybody. Obi, you're not going ahead and, you're not going ahead and fooling people. At all. You know what I mean? So, Obi doesn't realize that whatever it does is showing its head and snout. It's going ahead and doing whatever it needs to do. and you know, it's still exposing its, you know, head and snout and doing whatever the hell it wants to do. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what to go ahead and say about critters like that. You know what I mean? Obi isn't fooling anybody. Obi likes thinking it's fooling somebody. You know what I mean? And what happens is that actually, I've seen time after time, you have people who are Christian identity like Wheeler McPherson, they go ahead, they log in, and you never hear of them again because essentially, okay, all this is Marty, 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 fucking Marty, Marty, Marty. And what good is that here? And I'll admit, I go to Open Gender Bender's forum and go ahead and look what Open Gender Bender is saying. Well, not so much what he's saying about me because that's a secret forum. But occasionally, I'll go ahead and download stuff like Willie Martin's, you know, Willie Martin stuff, a number of stuff here. Open Gender Bender, by trying to pretend to be Christian identity, does go ahead and fulfill the service. But as far as anything useful that the critter is able to do, no, it's not able to do anything. It's, you know, it's not fooling anybody. You know, it's just something that, you know, it's a critter that I find sort of amusing here. And it's gotten to where it goes ahead and shows its snout more and more often because essentially it doesn't really have any choice in the matter. If it goes ahead, you know, like one time about a couple months ago, if Brian Real went ahead and wrote something here, Marty would want to sue it if he could see it. Well, no. I mean, if Brian Real went ahead, and I'm sure that, you know, the shit-eating mamzer went ahead and said something bad about me, I'm quite sure, it doesn't really matter because what's the point of having a forum if you're not going to go ahead and let people see it? You know what I mean? What's the point to it here? And essentially, the Marty, Marty, Marty threads were essentially, what, 0.7 of its traffic here. So, it doesn't really matter what Open Gender Bender thinks here. I mean, do you think Yahweh's plan is going to be derailed by Pisser's Pister Possum? Right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, basically, I've been posting a lot of movies and stuff to corroborate the evidence. Because, you know, when me and you talk, okay, basically, everybody's saying that you're a retard and that Shane, Logan and Martin didn't know what the hell we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you and I can prove what we're talking about. Have these clowns in here that are attacking us, okay, they have no evidence, no proof, okay? I mean, if you're going to make a statement, then you need to back it up and put evidence. I mean, I'm putting YouTube videos up, and you can go research John.
Well, I mean, the YouTube... What happens is that I've been in Christian identity as a kid to where essentially I don't have a problem if, you know, people are going to go ahead and get into sacred names. Fine, go ahead and do that. You know, it's like, well, they believe in Eastern Scepter and I don't. Well, okay, fine. I can understand where Russ is coming from. You know, I don't agree with it, and Pastor Buddy is even worse than, you know, even worse than Russ about this Ephraim Scepter horse shit. And, you know, I mean, you and I disagree about Paul. I'm not going to take Paul out of the New Testament.
Look, here's the thing. Judy Nips and all these people say Paul was a Jew and Paul. You know what? All I'm saying is that the very best, some of Paul's words could be adulterated, okay? Because what I'm saying is anything in the script that line up with the red letters, I question. Only Yahweh's perfect. I mean, even Peter lied. He said, I know not the man.
Yeah, well, it was predicted he would do that, okay? You know, I mean,
well,
I'm looking.
Okay, a lie is a lie, Martin. All I'm saying is that Yahweh said, let every man be a liar, and only Yahweh is perfect. God the flesh body, okay? And you saw what I wrote to Judy Nips. I said, so you're denying that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, okay, and took on a flesh body. You're denying that Yahweh came in a flesh body. She said, yes, I believe Yeshua married Mary Magdalene and had kids, and that he was just a regular man, that he was not God. Well, you know what? That's anti-Christ. That's anti-Messiah. That's anti- If you, because it says in the New Testament, whoever,
but what is an antichrist? But anybody that denies that Yahweh came in the flesh, is that not right or wrong?
Well, I agree that Yahweh came in. Yahweh was God made incarnate here. I mean, that's, you know, that's basic Christianity, okay? Right?
Yeah, but Judith does not believe that. She believes Joseph.
Well, Judith believes whatever crap here that she can come up with. I mean, essentially, I go ahead and occasionally I get some of her emails, and I don't know. I only look at them about half the time. You know what I mean? Okay?
Yeah, and see, it's just like Nellie Babs, as though she's identity. Come to find out, I was on her email list. I started getting all her emails, and there was a bunch of Jews on her email list. I said, wait a minute. I said, how come these people with Jewish last names are on your email list? Oh, that's my two daughters. I got four daughters, and two of my daughters married Jews. And I got two grandkids, and I'm not going to keep them off. I'm going to keep on having a relationship with them.
Okay.
Jim, what's your... Yeah.
Okay, well, you go right ahead. You know, Judith, I mean, but that doesn't mean that I wish to go ahead and have a relationship.
Yeah, Nellie Babs told me that. Okay, and once I found that out, I said, wait a minute, you're not going to cut off your Jew grandkids? And that was the last time I ever talked to her. I said, she's not identity. She may have heard the identity message, but she's not practicing it. Come on.
Well, I mean... What I told Fat Ass Emily here, I said, well, you know, I mean, I know you're a slut, a skank here, but, you know, I'm not going to have any nigger or beaner grandkids here. You go ahead, you squeeze out a nigger or beaner, you can just go ahead and hit the fucking road. You know, and take the nigger or beaner and put it up for adoption. Do whatever the hell you want to with it, but I'm not going to go ahead and have any little niggers or beaners call me grandpa. You know what I mean? And essentially, at least, you know, at least the four, you know, kids were white. You know what I mean? You know, she still was a slut. You know, and you know, now that she's been fixed, dude, she did betray her kids by giving them up for adoption here. But I mean, now that she's, now that she's pretty well fixed, I don't really give a shit if she goes ahead and screws this red nigger she's screwing right now here. Of course, me and him don't get along at all, so I don't have anything to say to him. So, I mean, it gets to where if these people are going to go ahead and do something like that, I mean, you're better off without them. You know what I mean? You don't have anything to do with them. You know what I mean? Right?
Okay.
You just cut them off.
Deal with them anymore. You know, hey, Joe of Pennsylvania just typed something in the chat room.
Okay.
Forget women in this cause. The only thing women are good for is squeezing out. But that's only if they're pure white babies. If they turn into mud sharks, they're useless.
Well, they're less than useless, yeah. You know.
I mean, basically, if they turn into mud sharks, then they basically sold their birthright. And, I mean, you know, unless they repent and turn their back on their kids and grandkids,
I don't know. That didn't work out very good with you and Linda. Yeah, with Linda, did it?
I thought Linda don't want to give up her daughter and her
kids. Well, I don't think she ever intended to. You know, Logan, I don't think she ever intended to. I mean, I wasn't going to go ahead. You want to go ahead and do a show with her? Fine. I mean, that's fine by me. You know, no big deal, but I don't know. I sort of kept Linda at arm's length here.
I learned. Yeah, you're right. See, Russ said, I could have told you that. He said, I could have told you Linda was full of shit. Well, you know what? I try to get people the benefit of the doubt. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm to the point now,
Right at the chat room, yeah, Robin Genderberry said, Marty is like sand on the beach. He gets up your cleft. Well, what happens is that Obi, I didn't know Obi had a cleft here yet. I didn't know the one near Dingo had stolen his pickle here. I didn't know it actually went ahead and dug a new hole. But okay, Hobie, I'm not worried about your cleft, okay? Yeah, Obie's worried about his cleft. I'm not worried about Obie. I mean, Obie goes ahead and comes up with all sorts of stupid crap here. And the stuff that's true, I go ahead and agree with Obie. I mean, I don't have any use for the spawn of baby traitors. You know what I mean? I mean, essentially, if you're a wigger...
Hey, Joe Pennsylvania's got some words of wisdom. Okay, for me and for any other white men out here, okay, basically, women, do not try to talk Christian identity with women. Don't try to talk anything. As long as they're willing to make white babies, then just keep out.
Me and Russ had this conversation. I mean, usually going ahead and trying to teach women Christian identity doesn't end well. You know what I mean? It usually doesn't. It usually doesn't, because for every pilgrim, you end up getting a Clunt Downey, you end up getting a Miggy Bell bitch butts, you end up getting, critters like Obi Gender Bender, you end up having critters who go ahead and just cause nothing but trouble for white men. I mean, essentially, I was discussing with Russ here, I sort of think that essentially if you are a righteous Israelite here, and you can go ahead and bring, into Yahweh's heaven a woman, a wife that you go ahead and don't have any problem with, that you get along with pretty nicely, you can go ahead and bring her with you, because you're one flesh, you can go ahead and bring her, into the kingdom of Yahweh. You know what I mean? And, I do think that it's possible, go ahead, if you're a righteous man, to bring your wife with you. You know what I mean?
I'm going to bring up a point.
Okay.
Job was a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Lot was somewhat righteous.
I would hope you'd have more righteousness than Lot.
Okay, forget Lot. Job was righteous.
Oh, yeah. Job was very righteous.
His first wife told him, God and forget about God. You know what? She's not going to be in the kingdom, but Job and his second wife, or Job will, and maybe his second wife will. Would you agree? Who's going to make it? Wife number one or wife number two? Who's going to make it with Job in the kingdom?
Well, maybe Job was more like Dan Johns, but better, more successful. He went ahead and brought in maybe wife number one and maybe wife number two. I sort of thought, I didn't know, I mean, his first wife was just saying, Job, just curse God and die here. Just get it over with. And essentially he had a nagging wife who was bitching and pissing and moaning here. Sort of reminds me of old Pig Oak here. He goes ahead and essentially he's trying to sell me his old Suburban or Tahoe or Chevy Tahoe. And essentially, here is bitch. I mean, I guess her daddy dies. She gets $13,000 or something here. And she goes ahead and buys a big old lemon green, lemon yellow Hummer. And essentially, I go ahead and look at it and I says, will you give me $5,000 for it, for the old Tahoe? And I says, I'll give you $1,000 for it. And I said, well, the wheels cost that much. And I said, well, hey, I'm not running a nigger car. All I really want is just plain steel wheels here. You know what I mean? You can take the damn wheels. I'll give you $1,000 for it. And so I go get the mail, and I come back. I poop the dog on the leash here. The mad bad hippo Piggles bitch. I go ahead and ask him, how much did you pay him for? $13,000 for it. I said, you idiot. I mean, gas is headed to $4 a gallon. It's going to be $5 or $6, gallon. And you went ahead and bought that thing? I mean, pretty soon it's going to get to where you can't give it away. We need more money. I said, but the problem of it is that bitch, since she went ahead and wasted her inheritance, I mean, essentially, she's going to go ahead and be demanding that you keep her up. And you know, essentially, that means you're going to go ahead and be stealing from, you know, from my mother and trying to steal from me. I mean, what happens is that you used to not be this way, but essentially what you've done is that you've gone ahead and, you know, you've gone ahead and essentially become a weak and stupid and evil man. And then, you know, then people's business, you know, this is none of your business. So I said, I wasn't talking to you, bitch. And, you know, essentially, she's just sort of, you know, she's sort of bitching here, and I says, she's probably going to be hitting you in the face again here like she used to here, you know, because, you know, you ain't going to whip my ass for me calling her a bitch here. So essentially, I just was laughing like crazy. I thought it was hilarious here, but, you know, I guess, you know. I'll go ahead and chew it, Piggook's bitch, you know, is not only Piggook, but baby Piggook, and, she knows I don't like her here. What happens though is my mom don't like her, thinks that, you know, she's a gold digger. There ain't anybody who likes her in Granby, you know what I mean? You know, the Wiggers don't like her, the Angle Mestizos don't like her. I mean, she's just a bitch with teeth here. That's what, that's why I was in their house. I said, what is old Piggook's bitch like here? He says, oh my God, she is a bitch on wheels. You know what I mean? So, anyway, he went ahead and, you know, in the old days, he just sort of go ahead and just find them, finger them, fuck them, and forget them here. But, now, I mean, hell, he's just become totally pussy whooped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, basically, here's the thing. The white men are supposed to be the leaders of their own household. And if they let the women wear the britches and have the authority and run the house and tell them what to do and be pussy whooped and be whips and be little metrosexuals, basically, they're not being the righteous leaders, righteous white men of Yahweh. I mean, basically, that's what, you know, just because all the other wiggers are doing it, I mean, you're supposed to be a strong white man for Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't leave your own household, then how do you expect to be of an Israelite congregation to be a teacher? You can't.
Okay.
If you don't teach your own children, I believe in Proverbs that if you teach your children to keep the laws, that they will never depart. But the problem is, I wasn't taught the laws of Yahweh when I was little, so I grew up a sinner and a wigger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason all these wiggers that go to church from the time they're little and they turn out rotten wiggers is because they don't teach the two seed line message. They don't teach that the Jews are Satan's kids. They don't teach that we're supposed to be segregated. They don't teach that the laws are not only are not done away with, but that we're supposed to keep all the laws. They're not teaching the truth, Martin. And that's why, because of lack of knowledge, race is being totally destroyed all over the earth, not just in America.
Okay. Well, Logan, I agree with you. I don't know. It sounds like, I don't know if you hear this beep, beep, beep here. Pretty well the household battery is, it's been beeping for a while here. Is there anything else we should go ahead and discuss real quick here?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of people in the chat room. Brett Scorpio and Frankenwigger and Andreas, he's still here. Normally, it's hard to get Andreas to stay up, for the whole show. He's got to work or something. And, you know, we have Russ and Papa Cats here. And, I recognize most of them. Yeah, basically, are there any more conspiracy? We talked about the Arizona shooting. Now, what about the October surprise? I posted that.
Okay, well, you want to go ahead and let's go ahead and take about a 1 minute break. And essentially, Harold Covington thinks the October surprise is going to be a war with Iraq. I think the October surprise is going to be an economic collapse. A number of people think the October collapse is going to be the stupid nigger trying to grab guns. And essentially, we can go ahead and talk about the October, what people think the October surprise is going to be. And we'll go ahead and take another break. And we will be back in about 2 minutes, folks. Hail Victory.
LBJ was a flying one morning over South Louisiana, feeling forlorn. Then he looked down below, and what does he see? Two Cajuns pulling a nigger on ski. So he lands and says, thanks for helping you, black brother. And them two Cajuns looked at each other, said he might be smart, but I'll tell you something. He don't know a thing about alligator hunting. No, wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? And the hating everybody is a-getting much bigger. A rich man traveling down through the south, stopped in Mississippi to get a tooth pulled out. When he pays the doctor, the charge is due. He says, my nigger chauffeur's got a bad tooth, too. Well, I pull it, says the doctor, but you better not holler, cause I'll have to charge you $200. But here in Mississippi, can't open his mouth. I'll have to go through his bottom to get the thing out. Oh, wop, bop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, bop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, bop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? And the hating everybody is a-getting much bigger. Much difference between a nigger and a donkey. About as much between a ape and a monkey. One's a little bigger, but you gotta agree, there's not very much more that you can see. But a mule earns his living by the sweat of his neck, while a nigger sits down on the government check. A nigger should be smarter as a general rule, but in a spelling contest, I take a mule. Oh, wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? Wop, wop, bam, bam, who likes a nigger? And the hating everybody is a-getting much bigger.
All right, folks. Well, my two-minute break didn't last more than 30 seconds. Anyway. All right, Logan, what do you think the October surprise is going to be?
Okay, I posted a video in the chat room. A police officer from St. Louis called into Alex Jones, a seven-minute video. He's a police officer. I don't know if he's a wigger or a mongrel, but he's a wigger. He called in, and he said that since he's a veteran, like a 20-year veteran, and he was told in October that there's going to be a big rollout of police and military all over the country, and they're going to use air support, which would be drones and maybe helicopters and other stuff. They're going to use air support and armored vehicles. And, they, I mean, basically there's no other reason why they would have police operating with military and or foreign troops. No other reason than for the gun grab, the super nigger going for the gun grab in October.
Okay, well, I don't agree with that. The reason I don't agree with that is you end up having, when it comes down to it, any given time, at least 5% of the population is very much at odds with the government, okay, altogether. I mean, I'm surprised that there isn't more, you know, people, especially in times like now when things are getting worse, to where essentially people, you know, like this Michael Page going ahead, getting a gun, and just simply going ahead and going bang, 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 bang. Now, I would have preferred if he'd gone ahead and shot Jews or pigs or whatever instead of dotheads, but no great loss here. You got to understand is that the United States ZOG services here have, I guess, slightly over about 1 million people, and, you know, not as many people as they used to have, you know, back when I was in the service, you know, in the early 80s. And essentially, oh, puppy dog, he's jumping on my lap here. Essentially, you have, what, over 200 million, and some people say 400 million guns. You know, generally, Once people get guns, they always keep them here.
Lloyd Davis wants to talk. Why don't you, I'll stay on the line and me, you, and Lloyd can all, but go ahead and let Lloyd see what he's talking
about. Well, the thing about it is, if I go ahead and do that here, the phone won't go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and talk about the conspiracy thing here for about another 10, 15 minutes.
Hold on for 5 minutes, and then I'll be off there. I'll hang up.
Okay, all right. I don't agree with it's going to be a gun grab because essentially Zog doesn't have the troops, Zog doesn't have the pigs, Zog doesn't have all the critters that are necessary in order to support an actual civil war. Because folks, once the civil war gets started here, and once people get in the habit of killing pigs and killing niggers and killing Jews and killing Wiggers, I mean, essentially, it's going to be hard to make people stop here. Once you go ahead, you go past a certain point, and there's bloodshed going on here, there's no going back here. Either one side's going to be altogether exterminated or enslaved, or essentially it's just going to go ahead and wind down worse and worse and worse and worse. And history goes ahead and shows that you end up having a long war, like a 30 years war in Germany or a 100 years war in France, where you had external troops, you have internal troops. I mean, no, when you end up having a actual revolution, people are not going to go ahead and put up with this, and they resort to banditry and killing and all that. Essentially, there's not going to be any going back here. I mean, this Todd Akin, who went ahead and won the Republican nominee to face Claire McCaskill, he was horrified when I went ahead and said, well, shoot, if you guys aren't going to allow me to run, then why in the world should we obey your government? Why should we go ahead and pay your taxes? Why don't you Republicans have enough balls to just simply say that Obongo is nothing more than Kenyan nigger Muslim or Indonesian nigger Muslim, whatever sort of nigger Muslim he is? He's not an American citizen. He has no business being president the first time, much less the second time. And if you don't have balls enough to go ahead and say it, you shouldn't go ahead and have anybody. You shouldn't have any political power. And Todd Akin was horrified by me saying this. He really was. I mean, essentially what happens is the Whiggers, they want power. Essentially, they want power. They want to be the power to be the only thieves who are able to go ahead and prosper here. None of the Jews, none of the Mamzers, none of the rest of them actually want a civil war. And if you go ahead and start taking guns, the vast majority, 9 out of 10, aren't going to go ahead. But what are you going to do about the 1 in, 20 who goes ahead and starts killing pigs? What are you going to do once you end up having a actual civil war in this country? What are you going to do about it? And how's this going to be settled? The answer
is getting their britches. The Zog is trying to scare and intimidate, but once they find out some white man ain't got nothing else to lose, and they're willing to kill and kill and kill and kill.
That's what Obengenderbender is whining and pissing and moaning. Obengenderbender, being a Jew, Mamzer here, can't even wrap this little kike tranny mind around the fact that essentially if you're a white trader, who's gone ahead and bought and sold and stole my grandchildren, your children don't mean anything to me here. You need to die. Your entire family needs to die. And pig, I'll go ahead and skin you out. And I'll go ahead and skin anybody who goes ahead and starts with them. I mean, folks, if I had nuclear weapons, there wouldn't be any question about this. I mean, essentially, Zog would be burning right now 30 minutes ago. I mean, I'm the sort of person who wants a civil war, who wants absolute destruction, because I look at it, kill them all and let Yahweh sort them out here. And Obengenderbender whines it, menstruates out of his mangina over this stupid shit, and doesn't seem to understand that, actual white Christian identity people are like Russ here. Russ doesn't say things as bloodthirstily as I do, but he's looking forward to this great tribulation. You're looking forward to this great tribulation. Pastor John Biz is looking forward to this great tribulation. I mean, we're all looking forward to this October surprise turning out badly. You know what I mean? And Obengenderbender doesn't want, because essentially Obengenderbender can only survive as a Jew, Mamzer, under the current condition here. Because once things go beyond a certain point, there's no going back. And Obengenderbender is dead meat. You understand what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Hill Covington believes that there's going to go ahead and be a war with Iran. That's going to be the October surprise. I tend to doubt it. The reason I tend to doubt it is that it's just a matter of intelligence. I mean, essentially, the Iranians got everything dug in. You know, everything dug in. Essentially, they're, you know, I mean, we've gone ahead and just lost two wars with ragheads who are, what, a quarter of the size of Iran, in both terms of population and land area. It's not, you know, it's not going to go ahead and end well. I mean, essentially, a war with Iran is a suicide war. Zog is not in the shape it used to be here. And the only way to go ahead and do it is if it essentially has a death wish here. I sort of think that, you know, what the October surprise is going to be a meltdown like 1929, but then some. And essentially, it's going to be something here that Zog isn't going to go ahead and choose to do. It's going to be something that happens to Zog, and essentially Zog can't do anything about it. You understand what I mean? I think the October surprise is going to be a financial collapse leading to a social and military and economic and social collapse. You understand what I'm saying? Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what I think is going to end up happening.
I want to make one more point before I go.
Sure.
Guest number 13. Guest number 13 admitted she was Linda, and she said she was wrong for being a white nationalist and Christian identity, and she loves her kids, and she's never going to give up her Jew kids. So she wants me and everybody else in identity to leave her alone and leave her kids alone. And
excuse me. Have I gone ahead and threatened her kids on this show? I mean, guest number 13.
Russ told her to ditch her kids. Russ did. And she said for me and Russ to leave her alone, and she's never going to give up her Jew kids.
Okay.
That's a mistake. She's no longer a 2C1 identity.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we got that settled, bye-bye, Linda. Okay? Is that the size of it? I mean, you know, look, Linda, no one is keeping you here. Any more than we're keeping old gender bender here. I mean, essentially, you're allowed to be here because you're allowed to be here. Not because we're begging you, we're not keeping you here. We're not going ahead and going after your mams or your kids. Right? Right? You're not calling her no more, are you? Right?
No, I didn't even want her to come on your show or my show if she's going to attack us and everything. Let's
well, I pretty well nearly banned her for making a threat. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, number 13, I mean, essentially, to be honest with you, the only reason your name is mentioned is because Logan mentioned it, and essentially, I'm not out to go ahead. I mean, you've gone ahead and you've made your choice, and essentially you have to live with it, and that's the way it should be. Okay, right?
Well, she said she don't have a problem with you, but she just said earlier, if you want to scroll up into the chat room, she said she's free with white nationalism and Christian identity.
Well, that's good.
Christian identity.
That's good. I always hope Jenna Bender was free with Christian identity. I wish Jeremy Zister and Eli James would take a seat.
And why does she want to be around Mark Liston? He's a Christian identity pastor, so what's the point, Linda?
Okay.
You just admitted that you're done. You said you don't want to be CI, Christian identity, and you don't want to be WN or white nationalist anymore. You just said that. Are you taking that back? So obviously, Martin's all about white nationalism. He's all about Christian identity. So why would you want to be in a chat room that is totally against what you stand for? Because you don't want to be there anymore.
Well, that's a good question here. But in any case, anything else, Logan? Logan?
All right, look, I have one more point.
Sure.
And then I'm going to, you know, but basically, I'm not going to talk, I mean, if somebody wants to slander, you know, she called you a Russian Jew. She said Roxy had cheap good guys and was a mongrel. And she said Cindy was a and my mom was a whore. And she said Russ Walker was a Cajun part nigger. Mongrel, that he was a Cajun coon ass. Now, Linda's the one that's slandering everybody else. But forget that. Let's forget Linda. Basically, I'm to the point now, Martin,
is that let these bastards go ahead and do their little October. Let, you know, let them do whatever they think they're going to do. Okay, all I got to do
I sort of think that after all these October surprises, like the coal thing, like a number of things, essentially, Zog can't afford any more October surprises. Essentially, any October surprise that's going to happen is going to be something that happens not because Zog goes ahead and wants it to go ahead, because now things are so weak, things are so bad off, that anything that goes ahead and starts a civil war or starts anything is going to go ahead and destroy Zog Babylon. I mean, it's just essentially, this country, you know, or this empire is on the verge of collapse, and anything stupid that Zog does is going to go ahead and destroy it. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to go ahead and destroy Zog. Zog is not going to profit from any of this shit. You know what I mean? So I disagree about the gun grab thing here. I mean, it's going to start a civil war directly. A war with Iran is going to go ahead and lead to a military collapse, a humiliating military collapse in Zog. I sort of think that the October surprise will be something that they don't want to happen, but which will happen, and essentially Zog won't be able to fix it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Frankenwinder thinks the October surprise is going to be they're going to set nukes off, nuclear war.
All right, then, nuclear missile battalion. And essentially, once you go ahead and start slinging nukes and, you know, doing that radioactive cloud here, once you go ahead and start slinging out nukes, I mean, I was in a nuclear missile battalion, and essentially, if any nukes were going to be slung, it was probably by, you know, my battalion, which goes ahead and does it because there was a Russian invasion, and essentially they go ahead and defeat the Germans and the Americans and the speed bump. And essentially, we were the first, my battalion would be the first one to go ahead and let off tactical battlefield nuclear, you know, weapons. And folks, this was not something that was looked forward to. I mean, you have these retards who sort of think that you can act like Jews and go ahead and threaten people with nuclear weapons. The problem of it is that, you know, China has nuclear weapons, Russia has nuclear weapons. And I think Iran has nuclear weapons. I think that they essentially stole them or bought them, you know, all these, nuclear artillery shells. And essentially, they're just going through the motions of scraping off a few fuel rods in order to go ahead and pretend as to where they got it as opposed to where they really did get it. I think that essentially the Iranians weren't stupid. I think they went ahead and during the late 90s, they went ahead and got nuclear weapons. You know what I mean? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll go ahead and see. I mean, let's see. It's August, September, October. Essentially, 2 months to live here, folks, if you think things are going to be really fucked up. Okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go. I'll call in Thursday night. I think Lloyd Davies wants to get on.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break, and we'll let Lloyd on, and we will be back in a few, folks. Hail victory. Living like a poster, boys, is gonna make you wind up dead. That's what this little beaner faggot, Brian Rio's daddy, said. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her gayest one, it seems. She sold her snatch for taco meat, so you could live your dream. Brian was a beaner boy who liked to take it in the rear, and even folks from Stilly Roper realized that it was clear. Dickie Barrett took it in spite of its mestizo skin, have to kick that beaner out. Some nigger did Dickie in. Even the front skinhead say, sword man's are fucking gay. They ought to keep him far away from any normal white folks. Eli was playing games, trying to bring that beaner in. He called in late one Halloween. A cyber shit storm soon began. Eli met his match, you know, in a hovel down in Grand Bemo. And on the turd his screech was heard. Now everybody knows. Even the front skinheads say, sword man's are fucking gay. They ought to keep Rio far away from any normal folks. Now Brian ought to give it up. Go back to suck a nigger dick. He ought to know the jig is up. We're fed up with that beaner prick. Soon that dirty beaner snitch may end up being Leroy's prison bitch and die in a lonely cell of AIDS before it burns in hell. Even the front skinheads say, Brian Rio's fucking gay. They ought to keep it far away from any normal white folks. Even the front skinheads say, sword manther's fucking gay. But Dickie Barrett let flip away out of blindness, I suppose. Okay, folks, we're back. If you guys can hear me, that's fine here. If you couldn't hear me, go ahead and type something in the chat or something here. Compact number one is doing okay, but essentially Toshiba number one is not doing very okay. I can't seem to go ahead. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Papa Cat. Anyway, I think this is going to be the last section of the Movement Turd. Let me see. I'm watching a little bit. Hell on Wheels on AMC. I guess Frank Rieger decided to go ahead and head out here. Anyway, if George Takei wants to call in, that'd be wonderful. If only I could go ahead and do something here, folks. I'm gonna go ahead and shut off the Toshiba number one and try to reboot it and get some sort of control back over the chat room. But on the other hand, heck, I've been yakking for, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, I've been yakking for about 3 hours here. And every so often we have a fairly good thing here, although today, last couple of weeks or so, the internet connection here in Granby has been sort of iffy. I mean, they go ahead and talk about how wonderful it is. Well, no, it's not that wonderful here in Granby. But on the other hand, heck, used to be able to raise chickens in Granby and have a bunch of real old houses here in Granby. So things work out okay here. Looks like Obagenderbender has decided to go ahead and take a break from Pisser Pufter Possuming, as far as I can tell here. In any case, folks, well, I was trying to go ahead and talk about it, and actually end up talking quite a bit more than I thought I would here, is that over the last couple weeks, you end up having a roadmap, what I call the roadmap for the white nationalist movement. And what it boils down to is that you have all these random particles colliding with each other. If you have a big particle, it's going to go ahead and be affected by the bumping of the small particles. And the only thing that's going to go ahead and give it any meaning about which it's going to coalesce is like any particles, or any, iron, filings or what have you. The only thing that's going to go ahead and coalesce among anything is around two poles here, a positive and a negative. And the positive and the negative is essentially Zog and anti-Zog. Zog Babylon the Third and the Final. Now, if you do see like Christian Identity, you understand that all this crap has happened before here. You had the exact same thing which happened in Noah's day. And pretty well the operating old scripture on which my particular church is based on is Matthew 24, verse 20 through 21, or maybe it's 21 through 22, which says there will be a great tribulation such as never was and never shall be again. And unless Jesus Christ should return, no flesh should be saved. Now, when Lloyd was on here, I was trying to go ahead and point out is that the Protestant, and actually the Roman Catholic belief before 15 or 19, was that there would be a great tribulation, that Jesus Christ would return, and that there would be a millennium of peace and goodwill. But at the very end, all this peace and goodwill would not go ahead and change the people's inherent nature. You go ahead and read about how Gog and Magog, as the sands of the sea, would go ahead and rebel. Which means that Gog and Magog are allowed to live, that they exist during this 1,000 years and they don't learn anything from it. Sort of like Jews. And that there would come fire down from heaven and go ahead and destroy the vast majority of the critters who were there, who lived, who were not led aside by Satan until he got turned loose for a short time. So, folks, is the fault with Satan or is the fault with, essentially, the weak human material? I would say the fault lies with the weak human material. The vast majority of people don't amount to anything. That's why, part of the reason I don't believe in pre-existence here. I don't believe we were gods, and essentially like the Mormons believe, is that the higher level gods end up being brought back as white men. The ones who ain't quite as good get brought back as white split tails, and then the ones who never amount to much get brought back as niggers, and then what happens once they're in this world, they, in most cases, the niggers who used to be lesser gods in a previous condition, why they go ahead and work their way to fourth class maggothood. I used to have when we were taking the world religions class, had a Jain woman, and they believe 86,000 minimum resurrections, rebirths or something like that here. And I said, well, it seems to me somewhat unfair. And she said, what do you mean? Well, let's see. According to your religion, what happens is that you go through, 85,990, and here you are, you're only 10 away from nirvana, nothingness, going ahead and breaking the internal cycle here. You're only 10 away, and you come back as a Lindstedt or a Schmidt or a Svensson or what have you. You go ahead, and here you are. You're in World War II. You become a SS major. You go ahead and just shoot the crap out of Jews. You go ahead and pull all their teeth. And then you go ahead and use all these dead Jew teeth here that you've gone ahead and pulled to go ahead and open up the very first McDonald's in Dachau. Now, that ought to go ahead and bust you from what? Oh, 84,990 to where 84,991 is going to be spent as maggot fourth class again. There you've gone ahead and just gone through 84,990 cycles here, and you're busted down to where you started, maggot fourth class. Or like Martin Burke, you know, at the St. Joseph Nut House. I didn't say that because Martin Burke and the St. Joseph Nut House was, you know, what, oh, about a dozen years in the future. But anyway, ain't that sort of unfair? And she realized I was sort of making fun of her. But, you know, that is a question here. I mean, judging by what I see, is I don't see anything of the divine and most of the critters running around. I sort of, you know, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and argue with anything, you're going to go ahead and argue about the elect, the predestined, and I don't all believe in that either here. I believe that if you're white, if you're pure white, you end up having a choice. You end up having a choice. You really only have one life. And some of that is for a number of things, like I've gone ahead and said, but some of it is just simply sheer inertia to where, you know, on the folding steel chairs, I wasn't taught about preexistence, you know, or preordination here. The only time I've gone ahead and been in contact with it was from a few of the smarter Mormon missionaries and in that world religions class here. And, you know, if I wanted to go ahead and believe in pre-existence, I would have become a Mormon or been born a Hindu or something like that here. I just don't believe in it, okay? But on the other hand, like I said before here, there's plenty of room in Christian identity for real white people to believe in Ephraim the Scepter horseshit or sacred names or red letter only Bibles and, you know, cut Paul out of the, you know, New Testament if you want. I'm not going to, but you can if you want. And, you know, hey, I can go ahead and get along in conditions of perfect amity with people who do believe that, okay? Okay. All right. Well, that's true, Joe, Pennsylvania. I mean, I guess, you can go ahead and say I'm dogmatic, and you can say I'm not open to it, and no, I'm not. I really am not. I really don't believe in predestination here. I'm not going to. But anyway, how did I get onto that here? Well, I got onto that by going ahead and look at the chat room. Andy Donner has already gone left here. He was going ahead and asking about, Ham and Canaan and, you know, if Ham didn't go ahead and have sex with his mother, Naama, you know, and that's why Cain was cursed because he was a little bastard here, would that be sort of screwed up? And the answer is that, folks, there's a lot of dispute about what happened in Genesis chapter 9. I've heard what Eustace Mullen has gone ahead and said. I've seen what the Talmud has gone ahead and said. And in many cases, to be honest with you, I really don't know exactly what happened in Genesis chapter 9 about the part after the vineyard when Noah became a vineyard keeper and he got drunk and Ham seen his father's nakedness and, you know, Shem and, you know, Japheth went ahead and walked backwards and now Japheth gets to go ahead and live in the tents of Shem, you know, forever and, you know, cursing the Canaan. I mean, I don't really know what happens, but I do know that if you believe in dual seed line Christian identity, you're supposed to believe that Canaan was a dirty little Jew boy. I mean, you have to have a evil seed line, and I've gone ahead and discussed that on Eli James and Joe Pennsylvania. You can go ahead and vouch for it. To where, you know, no, I mean, if you end up having the incestuous spawn of some guy screwing his mother here, well, hey, that just makes you the son of a motherfucker. It does not make you a Jew boy, you know. It was essentially your grandmother, you know, grandmother slash mother and your father slash, son of the grandmother. Where, you know, doing something bad, it doesn't automatically make you into a Jew boy here just because Noah sobers up here and figures out something's wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, the reason Canaan was a dirty little Jew boy is because the Naamah, who was his mother, was Tubal Cain's sister. Okay? So, let me see here. I'm slowly going ahead, and Toshiba number one is finally booting up. In case, yeah. the thing about it is that you can have a bad translation of the Bible, and if you are a white man, you already know sort of how to act. Your conscience can be your guide here. Now, you can be like my brother. Essentially, he sat on these folding steel chairs for 11 years, and all he got out of it here was, well, what happens is we went to church, you know, Herbert's church here, and we were taught not to eat pork and to keep the Sabbath, so that means we're Jews. No. No, we're not Jews. You know, is this all you freaking learned from all these hours of religious instruction? Is that all you learned? Is that somebody may call you a Jew because you were taught not to eat pork? And, and for all practical purposes, I don't know where he gets this crap here, because for my Gary, he's probably eating pork too. You know what I mean? I know my mother here, essentially, what happens once we weren't going to Herbert's church, she laps back to frying bacon. But anyway, so I bet in the Winstead household just south of me here, I bet there's eating sausage, biscuits, and gravy, and, well, I don't know. I don't think this bitch goes ahead and cooks anything. But if she did cook, I'm quite sure they'd be eating pork here. And not just when it's on sale. You know what I mean? So anyway. The Winsteads and the Smiths ate lots of bacon here. They went ahead and actually raised pigs. And the only reason the Samuelsons, West River Samuelsons didn't raise, raise pigs, is that essentially West River isn't corn country, isn't suitable for raising pigs. It's only suitable for raising cows and upland wheat. So, besides, the Samuelsons had money. They didn't have to raise their own pigs to eat. Anyway, where was I? That's pretty well what my mom didn't like about Herbert's church here. You know, she bitched two things: that Herbert had a reputation for being a homewrecker. I don't know what the hell she had to bitch about. I mean, it wasn't like her dad were married to anybody else before. You know what I mean? I mean, they were only married to each other here, until my dad died. So that was a moot point, but she was whining about that. And the second one is that she couldn't fry up bacon no more and then cook up fried chicken and the pork fat. And I sort of, in the bacon grease. And I sort of missed it myself, too, here. Heck, she wasn't that much of a cook. My mother initially wasn't much of a cook here, but she always did know how to go ahead and fry chicken here up in bacon grease here. So, okay, I'm restoring the previous session.
Anyway, where am I? Okay. Alrighty, I may be about to regain control of my chat room. Well, I did! And you have Mumpsnuts! They call him Mumpsnut, Mumpsnut, dumber than lightning. No one you see's more fucktarded than he's. And we hate Mumpsnuts, Mumpsnuts, lives in a world full of blunder. And it's no wonder he's retarded eternally. We call him Mumpsnuts, Mumpsnuts, dumber than lightning. Hey, Mumpsnut, yeah, go on and you're delicious. Well, I don't know about that here. I mean, Mumpsnut, I mean, you know, I didn't see you until you showed up here. I mean, maybe Open Gender Bender Pisser Pusser Possum went ahead and gave you the, you know, notion that it's time to get off a Haitian hate nigger, and it's time to go ahead and troll Pastor Linstead's show here. Or in your case, Marty's show. Okay? The coon tank is always better when the diglet is crying. Dee 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 dee. Anyway. Anyway, Mumpsnut, no, I think we've already covered, I haven't got them up here, but we've covered a little bit here about your delusions about, eating spaghetti cooked in my urine and how tasty it was and how I was the source of Bengali here to Niglets. But anyway, in any case here, I mean, anything else, Mumpsnut? I'm sick, I need help. Well, insofar as I know, I don't have any mumps on my nut. On my nuts here. I have two nuts here. Unlike you, Mumpsnut, you're a Genesis 23:1 genetic eunuch here, and you're not supposed to be in the congregation either here. You know, I guess that's why you go ahead and like Obagender Bender and Jeremy Visser here and the Niglets and the rest here. I mean, essentially, you have no more business in the congregation than you know, this or old gender bender here. Okay, here. Anyway, Mumpsnut isn't too clever here. Anyway, let's go ahead and get off old Mumpsnut. I don't think Mumpsnut is going to go ahead and call or say anything worthy of listening to. Yeah, I'm a legitimate pastor, Samuelson. You're not. Yeah, I know, Mumpsnut. I went ahead and ordained you, and then I simply went ahead and kicked your ass out here, and from my guard, nobody else has ordained you, so essentially I guess, in your own delusions that you are a legitimate pastor, okay? Where did the mumps originate? I don't know where the mumps, I guess they originated off code here, but according to Mumpsnuts, I thought he had two nuts here. He said he told Roxy he couldn't have any children because mumps settled in his testicles here. And I guess he told Roxy he only had one nut, but I guess I misunderstood here. I didn't find out until a couple months ago he only had one nut. You know, but any case here. I mean, Mumpsnut comes with a whole bunch of delusions here. And, oh, by the way, Mumpsnut, I really like you going ahead and lecturing Wiggerswill Wheelos about letting his Covington accession go ahead and fade away. You're not providing a very good example, Mumpsnut. I mean, you're stalking me. You're stalking me, Mumpsnut. I mean, you know, I can't really stalk you because essentially you don't have anything to stalk here. Anyway, here. Here's a tag because he says that I... Okay. That Google... Anyway... Oh, Mumpsnut, he's the same sort of idiot. He goes ahead and says, I don't have any legitimate ordination in DSCI. And essentially, Gillette went ahead and took it back as part of his plea deal. You know what I mean? He was trying to go ahead and only get 6 years instead of 30 years he was going to get for plotting to rob banks in Alabama to pay for Bolivian nose candy. And in any case, what happens, Gallant himself, well, essentially he was kicked out of the Arab Nation several times by Ray Redfern and not allowed back in by Pastor Richard Butler. And so Mumpsnut, he isn't quite sure. He used to call himself C.I. Chaplin, but you go ahead and look, and essentially he don't look like he's a chaplain. He just looks like he's a tard in Clan of Mamsers. So he begged for me to ordain him. I went ahead and ordained the goofy fucker, and essentially I caught him within 3 days going ahead and going ass to mouth with Clunt's Meerkat. So I went ahead and booted his ass out here. I mean, look, Mumpsnut, I'm far more a legitimate pastor than you because I'm the one who went ahead and stupidly ordained you. You still call yourself a pastor from 2009. What happened in 2009 is that you went ahead and fooled me into ordaining you, Mumpsnut. Okay? Okay, well, it looks like we have guest number 21. I'll go ahead and unmute guest number 22. Okay. Plain and simple, this is a fraud. Well, what am I defrauding you of, Mumpsnut? I mean, according to you, now I went ahead and cooked my, your spaghetti in my own urine. You went ahead and ate it. Was it not as tasty as you would have liked? Okay. Anyway. Go to win? Why, yes, number 21. I'm going to win the debate in the chat room, Mumpsnut. Anyway, and OB, where was I? Who's hassling me? I think Isaiah 14 was a little bit annoyed because Isaiah 14 is a, quote, Cherokee. He's a white Cherokee. I was pretty well making fun of Rebecca M. She says that her daughter is half Cherokee, which means either she's full Cherokee or she's a mud shark. I think she's a mud shark. And essentially, because she's an Israelite, why her daughter is an Israelite too. And I was pretty well making fun of Rebecca. The rest of these characters, I was just pretty well giving as good as I was getting. I was just really killing the crap out of these tards, big time. So anyway, so who was the guy hassling you? Well, no, I was pretty well hassling. I was pretty well hassling him. It's just that Eli, what happens? Eli went ahead. Eli James went ahead and found out. Is that what happens? Is I talked to this one old guy here who sort of likes Eli James. He thinks he's Portuguese. Doesn't think he's a mamzer. Him and I disagree with him. He's an Irishman here, and you can't tell him nothing. And essentially what happens is that I said, well, are you going to go ahead and, let Eli James form his own little Anglo-Saxon Israel flat webpage on one of your Indian servers? Because he's a businessman. Yeah, I don't think he's worth billions. He had a friend who is worth billions. He went ahead and sold out to Google or something here. Essentially, I think that this guy is only worth a couple hundred million. But anyway, he's worth millions. I don't know how many millions, but he's a businessman. And, essentially, he has a bunch of California estate here. But, he is in Russia. He has servers in India. And I said, are you going to go ahead and, he offered to go ahead and give me my webpage when Brian Rio kicked me off here. And, he did set up space here, but I never could, quite figure out how to access it. So what I did is I got a secret web page. I didn't really mess with it, and I took a, internet vacation here. So I went ahead and said, are you going to go ahead and give Eli James his own little space for a web page? I mean, Eli James has a pathetic little web page. And pretty well, Eli James acknowledged that he talked to this guy here, and, he said, well, yeah, I know you went ahead and asked, essentially Eli James was feeling sort of, well disposed of me because essentially I'd gone ahead and asked this guy if he'd go ahead and give Eli James a webpage. I didn't really want him to know about that, but he found out, and essentially part of the thing was that Eli James, he'll altogether like me here, but hey, Finkelstein's been a bigger disappointment to him than I have been. You know what I mean? I've never pretended to like him. You know, that's what I hate about Eli James, is that Eli James is a likable fellow. He got some very good human attributes here. I mean, that's why I'm a little bit scared of Eli James. Eli James, I think, is a Jew boy, but he's able to impersonate a human being. Finkelstein is just a flat out lying sociopath. And perhaps you have a whole bunch of managers who want to go ahead and be abused by him by thinking that he's a white man here, and that's why he's going to abuse them as managers here. You know, Fink is hilarious here. And essentially, what happens is Fink's the one, he was going ahead pretending that, oh, he's not fighting with Eli. He just went ahead and posted all these Skip Baker cartoons. Well, I went ahead and went up and got him on Zogbox, and I went ahead and posted them too here. But essentially, Finkelstein's screwing on Eli James here. So, okay, guest number 21. We have Open Gender Better Pisser Pusser Possum. Okay, it looks like Mumps Nuts went ahead and left here. Okay. Open Gender Bender. Yeah, old Trader Glenn Miller, he went ahead and offered to have a fist fight at the Aurora Walmart on April 3rd, 2004. And I said, hell no, I ain't going to go ahead. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and take my grandkids to Chuck E. Cheese's, and we had a wonderful time 6 days before they were stolen. You know what I mean? And essentially what Trader Glenn Miller claimed is that, he had, a dozen federal witness protection people and the sheriff's department and the rest here, at the Walmart. I guess I was supposed to be up Trader Glenn Miller and his dozen tards or whatever, dozen fucktards and risk arrest or something like that here. I mean, I didn't take it seriously. I don't think Trader Glenn Miller had a dozen people. But I think he probably ended up having, maybe a federal witness protection character here, and maybe a local pig to make sure he didn't get his ass beaten by me. But when Trader Glenn Miller was by himself here, I mean, he thought I was going to go ahead and shoot his ass. This was in late July or early 2000 here, when I was missing, David Lane and Catch a Beam, at my office at the foot of the hill, my mom's double wide trailer. Okay? So, Marty ran for Trader Glenn Miller? No, Trader Glenn Miller ran for me here. You know what I mean? Well, 21, were you there? Well, the thing about it is, there was no fist fight, and Trader Glenn Miller claimed he had a dozen various federal, state, and local law enforcement, I guess, to referee the fist fight he was going to have with me at the Aurora Walmart. And I was a big coward because I didn't show up, and I told him I wasn't going to show up. I mean, I promised to go ahead and... Oh, it was JJ and Henry's birthday. My two youngest grandkids. We went ahead and we went to Chuck E. Cheese, on April 3rd, and essentially we had a wonderful time. Wonderful time with my grandkids, with Helen, with Bub, with Henry and JJ. I mean, we had a wonderful time. And essentially, I'd already, said we were going to go ahead and go on the 3rd. Screw going to fight with Trader Glenn Miller and have an idiotic fist fight with him and with Federal Witness Protection Program handlers and all that. I mean, it's not like we're going to go ahead and have a real, fight or something like that. I'm not going to go ahead and take on two or three law enforcement, to protect Trader Glenn Miller's worthless, drunken, Anglo Caesar ass, in their little parking lot. So I never showed up here. I didn't bother. I told him I wasn't going to bother. And he claimed he had a dozen, law enforcement there, and I don't think he did. I think he had maybe two or three, maybe. You know what I mean? So anyway, you end up having all these sort of tards here. So like Liar Bill, go ahead. Marty ought to come up the floor and sit here and beat my ass here. Well, no. I'm going to come down and beat your ass, Mario. I said, okay, come on down. And since you're issuing the challenge, gelding knives at zero paces in my front room, no witnesses. And Mumps Nuts has not come down, you know, ever. You had this crazy bitch named Cynthia Keene, a.k.a. C.I. Skinbird. And she's some sort of mamzerous here with a whole bunch of ugly tattoos all over, you know, all over herself here. And I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up having one on her twat here and, you know, a whole bunch of ironmongery. You know what I mean? No doubt. She had a spider web on her knee. She probably ends up having a big old tramp stamp here. You know, she used to hang around Anglo Mestizo Truett. She went ahead and threatened, challenged me to a duel. I said, first of all, you know, spittails are not supposed to challenge white men to duels. Second of all, if you're going to go ahead and challenge me to a duel, I choose tit ringing at zero paces. You're going to have to go ahead and come down here to Granby, and we'll go across the street, and we'll dig out old Opal's 1920s Maytag with a ringer, and you go first. Tit ringing at zero paces. You know, 1920s Maytag. Okay, tit ringing. And first she whined and whined and whined and said I'd go to Springfield. I said, I don't think I can get that Maytag in the back of the Geo. And besides, the Geo isn't running too good here. It only runs on 2 out of 3 cylinders. I'm not going to go ahead and go all the way to Springfield so you can go ahead and have some tit ringing. Okay? You have to come down here if you want to go ahead and fight a tit ringing duel. So, anyway. Okay, overgender better. You get to say whatever the hell you want to. I mean, this is not deliverance. Essentially, being here, who went ahead and tit wrung Liberty Valance's mother? How's that here? You know, or who made Liberty Valance's mother tit ring herself here? You know what I mean? I said no. You know, no, Brian Rio. What happens? I didn't know his name. Will cocksucker threat. You know, challenged me. You know, said him and Matt Twop were going to come down here from Cleveland, and beat me up. And I told him when they got 666 miles from Granby Graceland Hovel, did you ever see the movie 3,000 Miles to Graceland with Ken Costner and Kurt Russell? It was sort of an idiotic flick here. I told Matt Twat Zogbot, since he already showed his tits, I said, you need to go ahead and switch to Marilyn Monroe dress here, and old Brian Rio, you know, Swordman, so I didn't know his name then, can go ahead and play Kevin Costner here, you know, even though he's a little mamzer here. And pretty well, Brian Rio went ahead and challenged me to a duel, but he wouldn't give me his name here. I was supposed to drive up to freaking Cleveland somewhere. He'd give me his name here, and we'd do a mixed martial art thing here that Brian Rio thinks he knows. I said, look, you little shit-colored mamzer. Why should I drive 853 miles and essentially have you chicken shit out on me? And especially, I'm not into mixed martial arts anyway here. I mean, you go ahead and give the challenge. You got to go ahead. Essentially, I get to choose the weapons on the ground. And little sword mamzer didn't want to give me his name. I mean, it wasn't his idea that I find out who he was. He used to like going ahead and threatening to put spears in the heads of 86-year-old women in wheelchairs. I mean, that's how brave little sword mamzer is. I mean, open gender bender don't want to give me his name.
Go-Go Dickie's Mansion. To see what I can find, I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. His butt fuck is in my hands, and his leather's all gay. Want to be a sword mancer in the SS. Want to be a sword faggot in the SS. Want to be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS. You're the gay pride parade, Dicky Rolls with pride, sucking off niggers in the Delta countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we will suck them off day after day. Want to be a sword master in the SF? Want to be a sword faggot in the SF? Want to be a sword master in the SF? Sword master, sword faggot in the SF! Today I grin when I see his bull whip. My sphincter's not obsessed. I know it's really drip. Get those little butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Real, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a sword master in the SF. I'll be a sword faggot in the SF. I'll be a sword master in the SF. Sword master, sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword master in the SF. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword master in the SF. Sword master, sword faggot in the SF.
What happens, old Matt Twat Zogbot? Hell, this was on the morning of, you know, the night of Friday night, Saturday morning, October 9th, 2010, before they're going to go ahead and do this 10-10-10, and Brian Reel's going to pretend to be a Christian Danny Minister with Eli James and Fickle Sheedy. And essentially, we were up all night here, and old Matt Twat Zogbot got mad at me and Pastor John Bitten making fun of him. And essentially, he went ahead and showed a picture of himself here. I am Yeshua's battle axe here. So what happens, we went ahead and took a picture of him here with 42 double B tits here, and essentially told him he had a nice rack here, but that he was Yeshua's battle ass here. And essentially, Matt Twat Zogbot, you know, went ahead and took down his avatar, but by this time, we'd already gotten the screenshot. It was too late, Apple. We already got a free shot. So, pretty well, old Matt Twat Zogbot, I've gone ahead and, you know, pretty well told me it's a nice, you know, pair of double Bs. And what I get is, Skankwise Cheryl went ahead and died of cancer a while back ago here. Matt Twat Zogbot was telling me all about here. See, old Matt Twat Zogbot, his dad used to be a federal agent. He was in the CIA or the FBI in, you know, in Langley, Virginia. And essentially, he went ahead and let that slip in one of the chat sessions on Finkelschini's chat room. And okay, so I called him Matt Twat Zogbot, and that's where the term Zogbot came from. Although I hear those before, but I sort of popularized it, just like a lot of words. And essentially, here's Finkelschini. He goes ahead and comes up with a site called Zogbots.org. And essentially, I got him pretty well saying, well, Winston may have come up with it, but it's not copyrighted. I can go ahead and use it. I'm spending $15 a year on Zogbots.org, Zogbots.com, Zogbots.net. So here's Finkelstein. Somehow we got $45 to go ahead and do the stupid shit. And what he did is to think is just a hardcore criminal. He goes ahead and has the nastiness to go ahead and put up Skip Baker's, you know, Eli James is a Jew, blah, 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 blah. Essentially puts it up on Zogbots.org. Folks, he's not learned a single thing. That's why I think the ADL thing is just all to get a setup. Yeah, Brian Reel going ahead, pretend to be your good buddy here, and then you're whining about censorship and the ADL taking you down. I wouldn't be surprised if essentially they claim that Eli James is working with the ADL. No. You know, if anybody's working with the ADL, it's Finkelschini and Brian Reel. Okay? But I don't have any sympathy for him because essentially, Mike Delaney and, you know, Brian Reel went ahead and took down PastorLista.org. Because I went ahead and reprinted a Kurt Maynard commentary about him hanging around this Jew named Quest, a.k.a. Kaplan. You know, folks, this crap in the movement is well understood. It doesn't change a bit here. You know what I mean? So, huh? Were I going to fight Philo Beto? No, hell, I mean, you have all these tards. All these tards, they play this game by how tough they are. They won't give you their name. You're supposed to drive across the country to find them, and you're supposed to challenge them to what they want to go ahead and challenge you to. And essentially what boils down to is that, look, dumbass, you're going to come down here and cause trouble. I might very well shoot you or gild you or do whatever I want to you. I mean, I don't have time. I don't have interest to play in this little game to where you think you have an advantage to seriously screw somebody up or hurt somebody or murder somebody. And essentially you're a coward because you won't go ahead and take on a bogus challenge. Trader Glenn Miller is a little bitty, 5'7", 5'8", drunken old Anglo Mestizo. Is he going to go ahead and challenge? Is he going to go ahead and challenge someone who's 16 years younger than him, outweighs him by about 100 pounds, is 6'2", so I'd be 7 inches taller. So like Mumps Nut. No, I'm 6 inches taller than Mumps Nut. He weighs probably more than I do, but, shit. If I catch Mumps Nut, Mumps Nut's going to be hurting. You know what I mean? Mumps Nut is just a petty, criminal. He's just a petty, delusional, retard. And these characters, in my own little mind, I'm winning here. Oba gender bender, probably a transgender Jew boy. Pretend to be Krishna Dandy. You have no idea. Right, 21? So anyway, Ram screaming for Brian, you coward. Anyway, here. No, folks, it's any which way you can, but you can't. You know what I mean? It's a rerun here. Any which way you can, even though you can't. How's that? Okay? So, in any case, how do we go ahead and get to this here? I'm going ahead and just really dealing with the hecklers, a.k.a. the pisser possums. You know what I mean? Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony. Okay. When does Fink's probation end? It ended in May of this year. Fink then went on a Finkelschini tour of the Mamsers here. He went ahead and went down to Kentucky and spent the night with Clunt and Mark Downey. Spent the weekend, did a show from there. And then he went on to Jurell Mosley's injury report. Probably Brian Real and maybe old Victor Switzer went ahead and met him there. He's been going ahead and doing the Mamser tour of America. Now, folks, the people go ahead and follow Fink. I know full well they're Mamsers themselves. They're clowns. They're idiots. They're nothing much here. They're just posers. Does it really matter what they do here? Okay? No. Fink ain't going to be... What happens is that Fink, in 3 years, less than 3 years... After Fink got out of prison, essentially Fink has pretty well pissed off the British Israelite people. Fink has gone ahead and pissed off Eli James, essentially the real dual seed line Christian Danny people, like myself, Pastor John Britton, don't have any use for him at all. The only ones he goes ahead and has a use for is Mamsers and criminals. And pisser possums. And Mamsers. I mean, nobody has any use for the worthless bastard. You know what I mean? He's a complete sociopath. So where is he going to be in 5 years? He's going to essentially probably still be going ass to mouth with Brian Real, a few other Mamser tards. Essentially, these people who sort of think that Christian identity is about being abused by tards here. There was one Whigger tard from Canada. He used to be on my forum. He won't think. He told me story after story about how he used to get abused in the Aryan Nations. He goes, well, think. And Trash Can Man asked me, why is he with think? I said, well, what happens? He told me story after story after story about how he got abused by Aryan, by Aryan Nations people like Wickstrom and a number of other, crazy things around Butler. I guess he doesn't think you're a Christian identity or you're real unless you go ahead and abuse him. This guy wasn't a man, for he's just a Wigger tard here. There are people who actually do believe that. That's why there is the Philadelphia Church of God under Gerald Flory. If you want to go ahead and give 30% of your income and be abused by essentially people thinking they're God on earth here because they follow Herbert Armstrong, you can do so. And there are people who like doing that. That is what they believe in doing here. I mean, heck, if you want to be abused, you can go ahead and be abused. You're not going to be abused here. You can essentially, as long as you at least understand some of what is going on, I'll disagree with you. I'm not going to abuse you. I'll think you're wrong, but I'm not going to abuse you. What's the point of doing that? What is the point of doing that here? I mean, heck, even piss or pooker possums get to go ahead and act like tards here. I don't really, care. I mean, I sort of think they're hilarious here. I don't take them seriously. Okay? So, where am I at here? Oh, boy. Folks, I've had nothing but problems with saving TalkShoe here. Okay, I got disconnected again. Oh, well. Anyway, it looks like I still got quite an audience here. This show may end up going close to 5 hours. Who knows? Okay? So where is Think going to be in 5 years? Think ain't going to be really anywhere. I don't know. The way Think goes is that, I sort of suspect Think will go ahead and do something, and he'll be like Brian Real. Either, probably in a dumpster. Think's a total coward. Think's a total coward here. Brian Real's a total coward, too, here. But, Brian Real's more of a manzer. Think's just a sociopathic Jew boy, okay? Anyway. What do you think? How do you think Yahweh views you? Well, Yahweh views me as one of his children here, okay? Anyway, let me see. No one in Christian. I mean, what happens is Think was just simply a criminal who probably about, during. If you want to go ahead and see what Think started out as here, he's a criminal who went ahead and found Yahweh. Essentially, he's like, well, I've gone ahead and seen plenty of them. Mike Alamore's AIT course here, pretty well pure comparable, but what it allows is it allows mamsers like Brian Wright and Finkelschini and criminals, Lorraine Swift will go ahead and send, as part of a prison ministry, she'd go ahead and send this religious material to Brian Wright when he was in prison. And essentially what happens, this character is a total mamser. This character is just an evil mamser who associates with Jeremy Visser. He's a slant-eyed. He's a slant-eyed critter who looks like a Khazar. He's a Melungeon. He has Crohn's disease. I mean, here he is, a mamser Jew boy. Yeah, essentially, you go ahead and see a picture, and we pretty well run it off. Well, he keeps on going back to Visser's forums. He goes ahead and he stalks. He threatens me, but he stalks John Britton's family. And he gets banned again, again, again. And then on July 5th, this is the third or fourth time he got banned for stalking. And essentially comes up with a racial fraud that is Christian identity. Goes ahead and says that, Wesley Swift is a mamzer. Richard Butler is a Mamzer. Everybody's a Mamzer, including Martin, including John Britton, even though we don't have a picture of him. Everybody's a Mamzer except Brian Real. This is a Mamzer. Then this is just, Brian, or, you know, Brian, you know, I'm 100% pure Dutch. Then this is, then Brian writes, oh, yeah, I know that. And essentially what they do is they sound like two prison bitches. Just like, two prison faggots here who essentially are going ass to mouth, but on the down low in the prison. That's the way Jeremy Visser and Brian Wright sound like. And that's when I began to realize is that probably Jeremy Visser is a Mamzer. I go ahead and I look at his 2008 Feast of Tabernacle pictures. I go ahead and hear from other people that Visser is being caught because he's a meth goober. He looks, in 2008, he looks just like a meth, he looks exactly like a meth head. And folks, I was beginning to suspect he was a Mamzer. I knew he was a thief. He was trying to go ahead and steal Gillette's, church, trust fund. And I went ahead, essentially found out the truth about that and, advised Gillette to go ahead and renew his church. And folks, all this shit's on my webpage. And Visser takes down all this shit here. So does Obagenda Bender. People know all that about Obagenda Bender. When they see Obagenda Bender saying something, they take a screenshot. They save a screenshot. Anchorage Activist takes a screenshot. Knows that Obagenda Bender is a liar, a Mamzer, a pervert. Knows that the critter is not to be trusted. And so does anybody else who has any sense here. Anybody who goes ahead and signs on Obagenda Bender's, forum. What happens unless they're Mamzers or Targ or something who has a reason to go ahead and be? I mean, essentially, they go ahead and look at a few of Obagenda Bender's horse shits and figure out that, no, this character isn't what he claims to be. And essentially, they leave. The only ones who are on Obagenda Bender's forum here are people who go ahead, who are Mamzers and Jews, who go ahead, and essentially Eli James is far more slick, far more smooth, better able to impersonate a human being than Fink will ever be. Fink is just a total sociopath. He's just a criminal who learned a little bit of AIT. He doesn't know who Simon Magus is. He don't know anything. At all. Visser doesn't. Never did. Ain't able to learn. I've gone ahead and listened to some of this stuff here, and essentially you end up hearing a total sociopath sounding like a gloating Jew going ahead and rubbing his paws and snout together here. That's what Finkelstein is. And by the way here, I haven't noticed Obagenda Bender over on Finkelstein for a while. I think what happens, Obagenda Bender and Finkelstein end up having a little parting of the snout ways. Okay? Anyway. So, why do you think Native Americans, they're not really Native Americans, they're Mamzers. And you've always had these people who aren't quite white, especially in the southern portion of Christian identity, they show up here. I mean, if you went ahead and go ahead and look at, even one of the VNNF TARS was able to go ahead and figure this out. They went ahead and copied Dutch homos. My son-in-law, he's Choctaw. And they're going to have him and my daughter are going to have a baby. And the baby's going to be 100% Israelite. And then Rebecca. I mean, essentially, I've gone ahead and, made fun of Rebecca ever since, a couple weeks ago when I found out that she claimed that her daughter was Cherokee. What's the CIA word on her? So that's the CIA word on her, is that if she's half Cherokee because you're a Cherokee, she's a Mamzer. If she's a half CIA because you're a mud shark, you're a mud shark, and she's a Mamzer. I mean, that's the CI thing here. And you end up having a lot of these Anglo mestizos go into Christian identity. Brian Real is a total Mamzer. He likes pretending to be Christian identity. Think. And here the critter is. Think. Everybody Everybody with faith knows who Brian Real is. They know exactly who he is. They know his name. If they want, they can go ahead and see pictures of him. Go ahead and Google Brian Real, and you'll go ahead and see a little beaner-looking, you know, high school picture here. You'll see a few other little pictures. Brian Real hasn't been able to remove them all. And they know full well that Brian Real ain't white. Know full well. So what to do? What to do? Folks, these people know full well that Brian Real ain't white. They know full well he took down web pages. It's not a secret at all. They know Obagender Bender was working with Brian Real, working, you know, well with, you know, with Pastor Bill, a.k.a. Mumpsnut. Mumpsnut was terms of service snitching over on the Manzer Barrel or the Queer Barrel for Brian Real. That's why I got kicked off. You still have these threads. Folks, they know full well these people don't belong and don't really matter to them. They want to pretend to be Christian and Dante. But they're not. Obagender Bender ain't fooling anybody. Hell, even VNF Tars knew the critter was a pervert of some sort. R.D. Bradshaw knows the critter is a Jew pervert of some sort. And what happens is Obagender Bender, I mean, R.D. Bradshaw registered over at, you know, Obagender Bender's before it got banned by Obagender Bender. Obagender Bender reads every freaking IP that comes in. Won't allow proxy servers and won't allow Tor browsers to go ahead and get in. I know, because I end up having a sock puppet try to go ahead and register at Obagender Bender's. Wasn't able to get in. Obagender Bender is simply a lying mamzer, a lying Jew mamzer. And you can essentially do whatever you want to about it. You can believe whatever you want, but hey, Obagender Bender ain't showing its real snout. It's just going ahead and showing some mangina. It's not showing its real name, and Obagender Bender thinks that if it can go ahead and whine and piss and moan, pretend to be Christian Identity or call itself the Christian Identity Forum .net, now, essentially, stupid people will believe. And you go ahead and you see some of them. Some of them are famous names, and they show up. And then they realize this is just a idiot Marty site bitching about Marty. Now, I'll admit, I pissed off a few people to where, well, thanks to you, Linstead, I'm no longer Christian Identity. I no longer want to be Christian Identity. And I say, okay, I'm glad you have helped. Folks, I don't have a problem with the people who essentially say they have nothing, they want nothing to do with Christian Dante. And if they're mamzers like Brian Real or Jeremy Visser, and I have run them out, well, hey, guess what? I'd like to go ahead and, you know, take that as a compliment here. Really would. Folks, you have no shortage of these people. They don't know how to act. They never will know how to act. Ever. Never, ever will they know how to act. Okay? Well, yes, Obagender Bender. They say a number of things about me because they don't like me here. What happens is that, you know, Linda likes you just fine here. You pretend to be Christian Identity just goes ahead and says, yeah, I want everybody to believe that Christian Identity are a bunch of cowardly mams retards here who, you know, who are hypocrites and liars and fools. I mean, folks, Linder's never banned Obagender Bender. Linder isn't going to ban Obagender Bender because Obagender Bender claims to be Christian Identity. Folks, if I didn't like Christian Identity, I'd go ahead and pretend that Obagender Bender is an actual Christian Identity person. But Obagender Bender doesn't know how to act. Early on, we went ahead and heard Russ Walker, and Obagender Bender went ahead and lied that, you know, Russ Walker was a secret FBI agent, and that, you know, R.D. Bradshaw from Idaho and Russ Walker with a Windstream connection from North Carolina
were the same. You want to go ahead and talk about Mamsers here? Let's talk about Victor Switzer, a.k.a. Executor, over on BNNF here. What happens is they first ran off in February 12th or 13th of 2011, when essentially Brian Rio wanted some man pussy off of old Victor and went ahead and sold out Victor to where he worked at a local, you know, at a local fire, you know, fire department. Nearly got old Victor fired here, but he said, I'm not going to go ahead and hang around Chris Rundetti. Well, Victor Switzer came up. This was after Victor Switzer claimed that I was a Jew named Samuelson and didn't pay a bit of attention, you know, to the fact that Fink is a Jew name. Didn't pay a bit of attention to the fact that I went ahead and pointed out that Charles Samuelson, you know, pretty well his homestead is the Beaver Creek State Park in southeast South Dakota. Pretty well the origins of the Samuelson in South Dakota. When they came over, Charles came over in 1863, got drafted, got double homestead, walked from Sioux City, Iowa, 120 miles north to Beaver Creek, went ahead and got a double homestead, went ahead, was a rich Swedish, you know, was a well-to-do rich Swedish farmer, went ahead and brought over the Svensons and the Swensons and the Ericssons, and married a second cousin, had 11 kids, all of which survived to adulthood, which was uncommon back then. Died in 1927. He's buried up at the Pierce Cemetery. I went ahead and seen his gravesite. What happens? My grandfather, Mark Samuelson, was the youngest one of the lot. Youngest child of the lot. And he was well-to-do. He was a state representative during the Depression years for 4 years. And from what I gather, he went ahead and eliminated about half the house here. He sort of thought that, well, during the Depression, we can't go ahead and afford to have all these politicians. And from my gather, he was, you know, essentially he was the second biggest landowner in Stanley County. That was before Ted Turner came along. In any case, folks, he was a great man. A great local man. And, folks, you had Victor Switzer. He goes ahead, he comes up with his shit. He gets kicked off Stumbling along with Visser, along with Liar Bill. And Visser goes ahead and calls himself the Cherokee, goes ahead and gives a Cherokee avatar, goes ahead, pretends to be a Unabomber on the other places here. He runs off. Victor Switzer gets kicked off Stumbling because he's snitching to Brian Rio. Causing trouble there. And folks, Victor Switzer shows up, and then he disappears again because guess what? Brian Rio is going ahead and investigating his ancestry and finding a red nigger great-grandparent that Victor Switzer knew all about. Finds out he's a pure-blooded red nigger of some sort, Choctaw, Cherokee, what have you. And he goes ahead and he tells Fink, he tells Jeremy Visser, he tells everybody, fuck Chris Rundetti, I want nothing more to do with Chris Rundetti. But he knew he was a Mamser all along. He's calling me a Jew. He knew Fink was a Jew all along. But he ain't calling Fink a Jew. He knew Brian Real was a Mamser all along. And essentially all he's doing is fighting against, you know, getting his mangina poked here. And Brian Real is going ahead and blackmailing him. Because he won't go ahead and give his man pussy up to Brian Real. Folks, this is the sort of critters here which are in Christian Identity. All sorts of perverts, all sorts of degenerates, all sorts of mamsers. And they want to go ahead and pretend that they're white. They want to go ahead and pretend that they're Israelites. They know what they are, and they lie to real live people, and they go ahead and tell lies about other people.
and they think that Yahweh is an idiot? Folks, these people are born evil. Obagenderbender, I mean, as far as I'm concerned here, if Obagenderbender fools anyone, it's another mamzer. Nobody white is fooled by this critter. Hell, the NNF tars are able to go ahead and figure this critter out. You had one character. I don't know about this Obadiah character, but I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but it's sort of screwed up. There's gender identity issues, but what does it produce to the... What does it go ahead and produce to VNN, you know, app here? And the answer is nothing. It's just a critter. It's just an evil critter that wants to play Christian identity. That knows it doesn't belong there. Essentially, if you went ahead and knew what its real name was, you went ahead and seen its real face here, you'd probably know it was a Jew. You'd know it was a mamzer. You'd know it was a tard. It's got to go ahead and hide in, you know, in the shadows here. And we have a lot of that in Christian Dante. This show is about exposing these people. Folks, you can go ahead and look at my picture from when I was 30 years old. You can go ahead and see my picture from when I was, what, 42 years old? You can go ahead and see my picture from when I was, what, 51 years old? Folks, you can go ahead and see pictures, a lot of pictures of me that are on my webpage. Obagenderbender posted a picture of me and Roxy from, what, 1998? Folks, I've not concealed my name, I've not concealed my face, I've not gone ahead and concealed even unflattering pictures that newspaper people who don't like me have posted here. Folks, you can go ahead and see what, you know, you can go ahead and see who I am. You can go ahead and see what I look like. You can go ahead and Google my name. You can go ahead, essentially, whatever you really want to find out about me. I'll go ahead and I've told. You can go, I mean, folks, I don't think there's anybody who has gone ahead, essentially, since 1995 and put a bigger collection of what I really think here. And Lloyd went ahead and asked me tonight what I really think. And I don't go ahead and censor Obagenderbender when I say is that the children of evil people need to die. Now, let's say I go ahead and inadvertently skin alive an Israelite child who is one of Yahweh's. Well, folks, I'm going ahead and stamping that person's ticket to heaven. I'm going ahead and stamping that ticket, you know, person's ticket to heaven here to go ahead and make sure that 999 mamzers and Jew boys and evil wiggers don't go ahead and survive to pollute the rest of the bloodstream here. Folks, there were 2 or 3 year old baby girls who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. Were they mamzers? Were they Canaanites? No, they weren't. If they had been Canaanites, Yahweh wouldn't have gone ahead and said, oh, I'll save them if you can find, you know, me 50 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10 righteous men. We're talking about Lot. Lot was not much of a righteous man. The only reason he got a free pass is that he was Abraham's nephew. And you go ahead and read later on, they got drunk and he went ahead and spawned on his daughters, two little bastards named Moab and Ammon, who ended up having to essentially be dealt with as Jews and mamzers and Canaanites 400 years later during the time of Moab. You will not marry into the house of Moab or Ammon. Well, were they not of Semitic or Shemitic stock? And the answer is they were. They were descended from Lot and his daughters. Yes, they were descended. But folks, there was no prohibition against the Midianites, even though the Midianites were killed because of what they pulled. The Midianite women, there was no injunction against the Midianites. There was injunction against the Moabites and Ammonites. Someone who marries into Moab will never enter the congregation of the house of Israel until the 10th generation, i.e. forever. And yet you had these people coming in. Folks, we live in an age when the vast majority of Zoglings have some sort of pollution in their genetic line. We live just like in the times of Noah. If you are Christian, you know full well this shit has happened before. It happened during Noah's day. So what to do? And the answer is that there's anything you can do. Folks, I've gone ahead and pretty well come to the end of my MP3 player. Essentially, I need to go ahead and take a break or end the show here. So if I end the show, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lei-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lei-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On Zogling neck we stomp our boots to stamp out God's hope. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow.